Paramount Theater, December 16th, for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by
An independent Iraq.
The gloves come off in the fall campaign.
All the close contests are getting nasty.
Concern in the cargo hold.
The bellies of these planes are very vulnerable.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New signs that Iraq's government is intent on getting serious with rampaging militias. It came from U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad just moments ago in Baghdad.
Iraqi leaders have agreed to a timeline for making the hard decision needed to resolve these issues.
And from the top American General George Casey, an estimation that Iraqi forces should be able to take full control of security in the country over the next 12 to 18 months with minimal U.S. support. Two U.S. Marines have died today in combat in Iraq's Anbar province. That's now 89 American deaths this month in Iraq. And the military is searching for a missing U.S. Army soldier in Baghdad. He's a translator of Iraqi descent. At the White House, President Bush has been pounding home a familiar Iraq theme.
We'll stay the course in Iraq.
We've got to stay the course, and we will stay the course.
But we will stay the course.
But he won't say that anymore. Here's White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Spokesman Tony Snow says President Bush deliberately stopped saying it in the belief it gave the wrong impression that U.S. policy is static, when in fact he says American tactics in Iraq are constantly changing.
The war in Iraq is casting a long shadow over the campaign. 2 weeks till Election Day, Democrats hoping to gain control of Congress, Republicans trying to hold on to key seats. The campaign ads on radio and TV are nonstop and nothing is sacred.
Failed our children.
Now back to pride is wrong.
Some people just aren't qualified for the job.
Big names are being brought out to try to sway the voters. Parkinson's sufferer Michael J. Fox in Maryland and Missouri ads.
In Missouri, you can elect Claire McCaskill, who shares my hope for cures. Unfortunately, Senator Jim Talent opposes expanding stem cell research. Senator Talent even wanted to criminalize the science that gives us a chance for hope.
CBS's Bob Fuss looks at a key Pennsylvania Senate battle where more than Iraq is in play.
On issues like abortion and gay marriage, Christian conservatives have no more powerful voice in the Senate than Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum, which is why his fate's the talk of Christian radio.
Talk about Jesus. It's John and Stephanie.
Polls show Santorum trailing Democrat Bob Casey. He opposes abortion rights too, but host John Hall doesn't want to lose Santorum.
We know what Rick Santorum is. I mean, his record speaks for itself.
Co-host Stephanie Frischetti wants her listeners to get out there and vote.
I don't think that Christians are the type that would say, oh, well, we just throw our hands up and let's just give up.
But polls show many religious conservatives turned off by a Republican Party that's never needed them more. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling, appealing his 24-year prison term, vows he'll be vindicated.
I feel horrible. But that's not to say that I think I did something illegal.
Employees and investors who spoke at the Houston courtroom before sentencing called Skilling everything from greedy to a liar and a drunk. Well, first it was brain tumors. Now there's a possible new health concern if you spend a long time every day on your cell phone. Let's go live to CBS's Lou Miliano. Lou, what's the worry now?
Your sperm count. They study fertility at the Cleveland Clinic, and Dr. Ashcock Irwell says they quizzed nearly 400 men about their cell phone use.
The higher the use of the cell phone, there was a higher the decrease or higher abnormalities were seen in semen parameters.
He presented his findings at a conference in New Orleans and says number, quality, and ability to swim decreased as mobile phone use increased. 4 hours a day, a 30% drop. Other signs. To say more studies needed. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Denver firefighter injured while fighting a house fire on Sunday has been upgraded to fair condition now. 39-year-old Sean Wendt suffered respiratory problems and smoke inhalation when he went into the basement of a home near Colfax in Quebec. He lost consciousness and was taken to the hospital. He was in serious condition. He's much better now. Another firefighter sprained his ankle working on the same fire. Investigators say that fire seemed to have started in the basement of the home. Denver's amnesia patient, a.k.a. Al, now back home in Olympia, Washington. Jeff Ingram reunited with fiancée Penny after he was recognized over the weekend. Friday, he pleaded to the media, hoping someone would recognize him.
I'm just asking for help to find out who I really am.
and find out who my family is and find out who my friends are.
Ingram still doesn't know who he is. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And thanks, Corey. Good morning. If you're headed out onto the highways, it's a nice drive. Still great speeds along I-70 from Wheat Ridge all the way to DIA. No troubles for I-25 either. Free of wrecks or stalls all the way from the Tech Center to downtown. Do you have the usual lineup forming southbound at 104th, getting busy on 270 as typical. Boulder streets are quiet. We're all good on the diagonal and the turnpike. We do have a crash in Morrison. It's blocking northbound 285 at South Parmalee Gulch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny skies. Guys, high clouds moving in, mild 73, currently 39. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
I love doing right-wing radio, so I said something about Rumsfeld in particular, denying that there was an insurgency there for a couple of years. This guy goes like,
how did you, a comedian, suddenly become a military expert?
Al Franken. I said, well, I'm not a military expert, but I have read some books about Iraq and followed the news. I said, have you read any book about Iraq? And he went, no.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LendingTree.com. Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. At LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. I'm Charles Osgood. The sectarian violence in Iraq right now is not just Sunnis killing Shiites and Shiites killing Sunnis, although that still is going on. But now what we also have is rival Shiite militias killing one another. They're all armed to the teeth, and the American military continues to pay a price. Four more deaths announced yesterday, 3 U.S. Army soldiers and a U.S. Marine. That brings the total for this month so far to 87 American servicemen killed. As one young Army officer, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Martindale, put it,
the difficult part right now is going to be extracting ourselves from what we've helped create.
More after this for Dealer Services. You've heard me tell you to call it Dealer Services. To protect your car, truck, or van from expensive repairs, it's a simple program. Dealer Services provides you with a warranty on the moving parts of your car. When they break, we all know they do, you can pay $50 and Dealer Services takes care of the rest. Doesn't that sound enticing? A cap on repair costs. Get details today on the very best protection you can at www.bestdealerservices.com. There's a reason they're the best.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours, Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
In the can of worms that is Iraq, the Iraqi army stood aside yesterday as the militia of anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, known as the Mahdi Army, re-emerged in Amara to hunt down and kill four policemen from a rival militia known as the Badr Brigade. Yes, it's Sadr against Badr. Both of these groups are believed to receive training, arms, and money from the neighboring Shiite theocracy, which is to say, Iran. Late last week in Amara, which is the capital of the southern province of Maisan, 25 police and Mahdi Army fighters were killed when Badr Brigade police dragged them out of their houses and dumped their bodies elsewhere. The local Mahdi commander was killed and his nephew was kidnapped and beheaded. The Badr Brigade is the armed wing of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, or SCIRI, which is the dominant group in the Iraqi government coalition. Much of its leadership took refuge in Iran during Saddam Hussein's rule. The United States military did not create these groups, but they helped by toppling Saddam, as that young colonel said.
The difficult part right now is going to be extracting ourselves from what we've helped create.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
The Osgood File, October 24th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 65, and plenty of sunshine. It's going to be a really nice day here along the Front Range. And a good day for a rally. Senator Barack Obama, who we talked about yesterday, and Ed Perlmutter are going to be together today. Senator Barack Obama is in town to lead, get out the vote rally for Colorado 7th Congressional District candidate Ed Perlmutter and other Democrats. That's going to be happening at the Martin Luther King Fletcher Plaza, located directly west of Aurora Fox Theater. That's 9898 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora, and that's today from 3 until 4 in the afternoon. So get on out there, and you can meet Barack Obama and help out the Ed Perlmutter campaign, which, of course, Ed should win, and we hope he does win in the 7th Congressional District. But there's a lot of money being poured into that district and a lot of money being poured in there by the RNC. So he needs your help. He needs your help both in volunteers, and also he needs your help money-wise as well. So get out there today and see Barack Obama and also Ed Perlmutter. And once again, that's this afternoon between 3 and 4 at Martin Luther King Fletcher Plaza, located directly west of the Aurora Fox Theater. That's 9898 East Colfax Avenue, and it starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So get on out there. Also, you can help by Angie Piccioni oust Marilyn Manson Musgrave, walking door-to-door in Longmont's orphan precincts. Those are precincts without leaders, informing progressive voters and handing out literature. That happens every Saturday, 9 a.m. carpool from Democratic headquarters, 9:30 a.m. meet at Thompson Park. That's 4th and Bross in Longmont, and help out Angie Piccioni. By the way, if you see the current issue of Rolling Stone, has a big thing on the front, "Time to Go, Incompetent, Lazy, and Corrupt Inside the Worst Congress Ever." And it says, plus, meet the 10 worst congressmen. Guess who is in here? A couple of our favorites. Yep, you got it. Marilyn Manson Musgrave is in here. So is Tom Tancredo, Mad Tommy. And I'm flipping through the pages here. I should have already had this lined out. But I'll read to you what it says about Tom Tancredo. Here's what it says about Mad Tommy. It says, Mr. Bigotry, the House Immigration's Reform Caucus certainly has its share of hardcore xenophobes. One member, Representative Steve King of Iowa, calls illegal immigration a terrorist attack on the United States and wants to erect an electrified fence to control Mexicans like livestock. But the founder of the caucus and the undisputed king of Republican bigotry is Tancredo, a dark horse presidential contender for 2008. He's got the best track record in Congress, raves Gordon Baum, who is head of the Council for Conservative Citizens, a pro-white group that lauds Tancredo for protecting America from a full-scale invasion of Latin immigrants. Elected to the House in 1998, Tancredo has not only led the fight to deport every undocumented worker in America, a proposal that would cost at least $200 billion, but has called for halting all immigration, legal and otherwise. In one unfortunate move, Tancredo wanted to deport the family of an undocumented high school boy who was profiled in the Denver Post for his perfect grades. The grandson of Italian immigrants, Tancredo traces his interest in politics to the eighth grade, where he played Fidel Castro in a class assignment. He urges Americans to reject the siren song of multiculturalism and depicts Islam as a civilization bent on destroying ours. In September, when the Pope sparked riots by condemning Islam as evil, Tancredo urged him not to apologize. Even the right has noted his unbridled looniness on the subject. In July, when Tancredo proposed that America respond to any future terrorist attack by bombing Mecca and the holy sites, the National Review came to the unavoidable conclusion, Tom Tancredo is an idiot. That's from Rolling Stone. And here's the one on Marilyn Manson Musgrave. Shows a picture of her and George Bush together. It says, the queen of gay bashing. Musgrave has made regulating the bedroom behavior of her fellow Americans the focus of her entire career. An evangelical Christian who married her Bible camp sweetheart, Musgrave does not believe in the separation of church and state. She entered politics in 1990, running for a local school board on a crusade to end sex education as part of the curriculum. By the time her tenure was over, the schools taught abstinence only, and offending passages in health textbooks had been blacked out. During her 8 years in the Colorado legislature, Musgrave continued her moralizing, overcoming two vetoes by the governor to pass a state ban on gay marriage. Once in Congress, Musgrave introduced a constitutional amendment to outlaw gay marriage, which she calls the most important issue that we face today, nearly a year before Massachusetts courts approved civil unions. She doesn't like the idea of one gay person, says Representative Barney Frank of Massachusetts. So obviously the idea of two of us hanging out makes her very unhappy. For her opposition to gay marriage, as well as her push to legalize concealed weapons, Musgrave has received the endorsement from the KKK in May. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi doesn't consider Musgrave's move to rewrite the nation's founding document a laughing matter either. She's trying to taint the Constitution, Pelosi says. This is a violation of oath of office. But Frank notes that one thing he admires about Musgrave is if you're going to have someone who's a hater, it's best that she not be very bright. I appeared with her at a couple of forums to debate her bill, but she's totally incapable of even explaining what it says. That's Rolling Stone on both Musgrave and Mad Tommy. So, get out there as the election gets closer, particularly if you're in Angie or Earl's districts, and also Bill Winter, who we may hear from this morning, has finally got Tancredo to the position where he's going to debate him. It's kind of a weird debate situation, and he may call in during the 7 o'clock hour. Keith Olbermann had an excellent commentary last night about the Republican Party using fear, and we'll play that later on in the morning. Plus, we'll have some of the winners of our Superstar Talk Contest. Voting starts today at am760.net, and you'll meet some of them, and then you can get a chance to go to am760.net and vote. Coming up next, something I think this may make a few of you angry, and angry probably at Nancy Pelosi, and angry probably.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6, high today 65. Sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the show streaming on am760.net. And you can also get it via podcast at am760.net. Plus, you can instant message me at am760.net. Okay, we've talked about this on this radio station numerous times, but not in a long, long time. This hasn't come up in a long, long, long time. I'm just hazarding a guess here. Just hazarding a guess. But I would say that the majority of you listening at 621 this morning, 21 minutes after 6, would probably, if it comes about, that the Democrats were to take over the House and were to get the Senate, I'm venturing a lot of you would like to see the impeachment of George W. Bush. A lot of you have called here before and have talked about he should be impeached. I always bring up the caveat about Cheney, and then usually the answer I'll get is, well, we should impeach them both. Nancy Pelosi was on 60 Minutes Sunday night. I don't know if you saw this or not. But here's what she had to say about the subject of impeachment and if the Democrats get control of the House.
No, impeachment is off the table.
And that's a pledge.
Well, it's a pledge. It's a pledge. Of course it is.
It is
a waste of time.
So that's completely off the table.
Wouldn't they just love it if we came in and our record as Democrats coming forth in 12 years is to talk about George Bush and Dick Cheney? This election is about them. This is a referendum on them. Making them lame ducks is good enough for me.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree that if the Democrats were to seize the House of Representatives, were to be elected the majority in the House of Representatives, if they were, which is even chancier, get control of the Senate, that they shouldn't even think about impeaching George W. Bush? They shouldn't even go down that road. That there are other bigger problems in the country that need to be settled, and that the decider, the commander-in-chief, should be let off the hook, and that no one should investigate him. Now, you'd have, 2.5, 3 years left if they decided to do it farther down the road? But the first thing upon arriving is they're not going to try to impeach him. And I know that has to drive a lot of you crazy, because I know a lot of you want to see him get impeached. I know because you've called before and said it. I know because I've read it in your emails. And I have to tell you that I'm divided on this. Because in one way, I think the only way for progressives and liberals to move forward, and the only way for this country to move forward, is we got to get out there and we got to solve these problems that are facing us. We have to solve the problems of Iraq. We have to solve the problems of the economy. We have to solve the problems of health care. We have to solve the problems of energy independence. I mean, the list is huge here of things that are not being taken care of. We have to solve the problem of Homeland Security and implementing those recommendations put forward by the 9/11 Commission, which we haven't done. I could keep going on and on. I mean, we need to look at the country's infrastructure. We need to solve all of those problems. Not go on a galloping run to hold investigations. But on the other hand, there is also a big part of me that says that this guy has broken the law. And he's broken the law on a number of occasions. And that he ought to be held responsible. And that if you don't hold him responsible, what message does that send? That he's broken the law with these signing statements, that he's broken, I could go on and on. The NSA program, all of it. And I would love to see him held accountable. I'd also like to find out, in an honest, open way, once and for all, what went on with the lead-up to the war in Iraq. And how he bungled it so bad. And what happened to the missing money. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I think you're misreading her. I think you're not looking into what she, in my opinion, is probably in her mind. I think what she said on Sunday, and I watched the same show, I think she said what she feels or the party feels is necessary to be said right now. And, you know, when and if this happens, things will change. Plus, we have no guarantee she's going to be the Speaker of the House anyway. She may not be. I heard yesterday Jack Murtha may be very much in the running for that position.
Yeah, he wants it.
He does. And she's not the most popular person in the world. I was impressed with her interview on Sunday. I thought that Leslie Stahl did everything short of pull out a gun. She was, in my opinion, very aggressive, very adversarial. But I think Nancy Pelosi said what she needed to say in that specific setting.
So was she not?
I don't want to say she was dishonest.
Was she being, well, yeah, that,
I don't think it's dishonest. And that
no?
may be, it may be her personal from the heart view, and I can see her point. It's going to be, if we do that, that's all this country's going to think about while that is happening. And that will take, it's a long process. And we've got so much else to think about, so much else to deal with, to cope with, to fix. Do we need that distraction? We probably don't. Do we need that for our souls? Yeah, we probably do. I think I'm developing an ulcer over this jackass, or these jackasses.
Well, they're pretty misguided. There's no
misguided.
Question about
That's
it,
fine.
And they're liars. And I mean, we could go on and on about
this. We
could
go on
this.
And on. You're
but,
right.
But I think in one sense she's right in that. As I said before, I mean, we've got all this stuff that we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
That needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed immediately. But on the other hand, there's a large part of me that wants these guys held responsible.
Jay, my absolute dream is to see George Bush led out of the White House in handcuffs. I think I can die happy if that happens. And I know it's probably, yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous thing, but that would be my dream. I have such hideously negative feelings about that man. it really distresses me that I feel that strongly about anybody, but I do about him.
Well, I mean, we're on the same page. I mean, worst president I can ever remember.
The worst president in my memory, and I'm older than you.
Not by much.
I'm 64. I'm almost 65, Jay.
You're only 10 years older than me.
Well, but I remember, I mean, I remember Nixon. I remember.
Oh, me too.
I remember Jimmy Carter, God bless him, who I think is a wonderful man, who is a crappy president. I remember Eisenhower peripherally. Obviously, don't remember FDR. Wish I did. Loved his wife. I mean, what I know about her now. But I'm just saying, I mean, even Nixon. Nixon, to me, is an altar boy compared to this guy.
Listen, I would agree.
But I think she was being very political, very politic, maybe is a better way of saying it. She was being careful. You know, let's not go blasting out there, well, oh, the minute we get in, we're going to... No. That would have been foolish, in my opinion. And I think she did the better thing. You hear ads all the time. You know, get in touch with your senator. Tell him to support it's House Bill 635, I think, which has to do with impeaching George Bush. I mean, there's a definite group of people in D.C. that are very much addressing this issue, looking at it, dealing with it, getting ready. And I want to see the Bush dynasty end. End, never, ever to surface again. These people are crooks.
Well, they're going to have a hard time after this.
I hope so.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. Good to hear your voice.
You too, Jay.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up, 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll look at Progressive Traffic now with Gina.
All right, good morning, Jay. A good drive so far in the city. Just seeing the normal areas for buildup. Southbound 25, we just can't get away from that one. 104th to 84th. But you're going to be wide open as you aim for downtown. Clear with normal speeds from County Line to the bridges. And we're just seeing a little bit heavier traffic now on 225, that corridor across Aurora, starting to fill in southbound at Albuquerque.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information. Unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's into the holidays, and right now their showroom is all done up for Halloween. Get a free Halloween pumpkin. Get a jack-o'-lantern for you and the family. Just for stopping by, Rocky's customers can take one to their home, and it's absolutely free. So just stop on by and say, hey, J. Marvin sent me, and I'd like to get a free pumpkin. And you can do that at Rocky's. And while you're there, stop in and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv. stop by with and visit with Fred Lebrato. See Spanky. See all the gang at Rocky's Autos. Or check them out online at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-apply for a car loan. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. No better place to buy a car than Rocky's Autos. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where are you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 65. Sunny. Nancy Pelosi, in an interview on 60 Minutes Sunday night, said that impeachment is not the first thing on Democrats' minds. And I want to know if you agree with that or disagree with it. As I said before, there's a part of me that agrees with it, that we have so many problems to solve that we need to get at it that are not being taken care of. But on the other hand, I believe this administration has broken the law and should be held accountable. One line open at 303-713-7600. So am I trying to have it both ways? You can let me know if you think that that's the case, too. Here's Dan in Aurora. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do want to see the hearings. I do want to answers. I want to know why the intelligence was faulty. I want to know why a lot of these things happen. But no, I have to agree with future Speaker Pelosi. This isn't productive to the country. I think the Republicans made this really cheapen the process 10 years ago, and to do it again would just almost look like vengeance. I really think we ought to let the man serve out his time and turn him over to a war crimes tribunal.
So you don't think that that the things that he has done and the things that the administration has done should be looked at by Congress?
Oh, they should be looked at by Congress, yes. But to take it down the road of impeachment again, it's the process, like I say, has been so politicized 10 years ago that it shouldn't be done at this time.
Well, you know what I find interesting? I'm getting a lot of calls here this morning about people are saying that it shouldn't be done. But I can remember in past months, as much as like 6 months ago, 7 months ago, if you brought this up, people would overwhelmingly get on the phones and start yelling that he should be impeached.
You know, the anger thing, I can understand. I can understand. And yes, I would like to see him impeached, but I just don't think it's the best thing for our country. I think that the Democrats got to come in and start showing that we can do a better job than that.
What happens if it turned out in the polls 58% of the country wanted him impeached?
Wow. I still think the process has been cheapened. And, you know, maybe if needed in generations in the future, fine. But the way it was, what happened 10 years ago kind of took away the thickness of it. You know, Gerald Ford, when he pardoned Nixon, at the time I was angry, at the time I was upset, and most of the country was upset at that time. But the fact was, when it come down to it, it was probably the best thing for the country at the time. And I don't think it just president will serve his last 2 years with any respect whatsoever, and to let it go, get ourselves a new president, and move on. But I do want answers to the questions that everybody has. Did he lie to us? Was the intelligence really cooked? All these things we want answers to. But that road just seemed to be cheapened so badly 10 years ago that it wouldn't have the effect.
All right, Dan. Thank you, man. Have a good day and drive safe.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Jay.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Thumbs up or thumbs down on impeachment? And do we have that? Let's play that again. Let's play Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes again. Here she is.
No, impeachment is off the table.
And that's a pledge.
Well, it's a pledge. It's a pledge. Of course it is. It is a waste of time.
So that's completely off the table.
Wouldn't they just love it if we came in and our record as Democrats coming forth in 12 years is to talk about George Bush and Dick Cheney? This election is about them. This is a referendum on them. Making them lame ducks is good enough for me.
Do you agree with that? It's a referendum. This election's a referendum on them? Or is it a referendum on Iraq? Or is it a referendum on both? And do you like the idea where she's saying that, hey, impeachment just is not in the picture? Here's Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, if you look at it from the negative, it's a referendum on them and all the terrible things that have gone on since they've been in power. If you look at it from the positive, it's like, well, what can we do with our country and putting it back together? I think both need to happen. But if you start impeachment proceedings right away, you're kind of missing the point. I mean, the investigations have to happen first. They don't have to happen first. You could just put up an impeachment proceeding right away.
Well, you'd have to investigate. I mean, it would take time. It wouldn't happen overnight. My question is, do people want to see us go down that road? Do you want to see us go down that road of starting those investigations?
Oh, absolutely. Investigate, 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 and turn over every rock. But you can wait to impeach until the last minute, until the evidence of the crimes is so huge that impeachment would be relatively quick. And then it would perhaps restore the procedure of impeachment that the previous two callers ahead was talking about. It was made into a mockery. It was twisted by the previous Republicans that tried to impeach Clinton. And Nancy Pelosi had a point when she said that if just the House was turned for the Democrats, it would be a waste of time because just like in the Clinton situation, you know, the House voted to impeach and the Senate didn't.
Right.
So if you just have one, then it is a waste of time. I do think that he should be tried in this country for the crimes that he has done, and then only as necessary to get him to Geneva for the international war crimes, should we impeach him.
I guess for me, I just want to find... I'm like the last caller. I just want to find out. I just want to find out what went on, and I want to hold him accountable for the things that I think he has done. But I also understand too that we've got big looming problems here, and that the current administration is doing nothing to handle it. Neither is the current Congress. I mean, you look at the major things facing the country. We've had no votes on it. We've had there's been no major bills. We're not addressing anything.
It's going to be lucky if we can get through investigating even 2/3 of those crimes in 2 years, from a realistic standpoint.
So
and not to mention getting our course on the right, you know, our country on the right course.
So Pelosi's right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think it should be the first thing on people's minds. I think investigating the crime should be the first things, and then figuring out how to get a good energy policy and foreign policy. Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, man. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Crystal on a cell phone. Crystal, you're on AM760. Whoops, I lose her. Crystal, hi, you there? Oh, gone. Man, that happens occasionally. These phones will collapse. Call back, Crystal, 303-713-7600, and it's 643, 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the question here is Nancy Pelosi right, in her opinion, about the fact that we don't crank up, if somehow the Democrats get control of the House of Representatives, do we crank up the impeachment machine, yes or no? Do we do that, or do we attend to the country's business and worry about that stuff later? Because that's what Republicans are doing. I mean, they're going around, and the only way and the only argument that they have to run on, the only thing they've got going for them at this particular point, if you think about it, and if you're a Republican, I you know, listen, you can call up and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but the only thing you got going on right now is fear. Either fear of terrorism or fear of Nancy Pelosi and fear of gridlock. Like, nothing will get done if you elect these people.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As you come into the city. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds moving in, mild, 73 degrees, currently 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that protects you on the road can protect your most valued possessions. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Let's talk about life-changing events. If you found out you physically couldn't work tomorrow, would that be life-changing for you? If you could only work 2 hours a day for the rest of your life, life-changing? What if your arm and hand went numb for 2 weeks, for 1 year, for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Life-changing events are not something we choose. We usually face them under horrible circumstances. Let's face it, a car crash can drastically change your life. Whether it affects your work, your activities, physical well-being, or quality of life, car crashes can literally devastate you and your family. Car insurance isn't the old simple system any longer. There are well-trained insurance adjusters and insurance lawyers. They are not on your side. We are. If you've experienced a life-changing event and have questions, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
And to preview the See Clearly method, call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today 65 and sunny. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi and the idea that the first thing that the Democrats should do if they can get control of Congress is not try to impeach George W. Bush. Here's Crystal on a cell phone. Crystal, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there. I totally agree with Nancy Pelosi's view that we shouldn't automatically impeach Bush, but he does need to be held accountable for the crimes that he has committed in that White House, so-called representing us. So what I think is by the time he gets out of office, he should be in prison.
Well, I mean, you'd have to start some kind of legal proceedings against him to get that to happen.
I know. It could be behind the scenes. Look how much we spent on Ken Starr to impeach President Clinton, and all he could find on him was something ethical that should have been between him, his wife, and God. I mean, God.
Yeah, we wasted a lot of money. There's no question about that.
Yes, we did. Ken Starr owes the taxpayers of this country a whole lot of money.
All right, Crystal, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good drive.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Larry on a cell phone. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
It's an honor to speak with you and be on Air America.
Oh, well, thank you.
I didn't hear Nancy Pelosi. I like her. I'm sorry I missed it, but I will say this. When you compare what this president has done, compare him to, say, Nixon, and he resigned. Nixon was a very good president. Nixon didn't do 5% against the people compared to what this president has done against us. When you compare him to past presidents, this is probably the worst president we've ever had. I don't know what we should do about the guy, because even if you spend millions of dollars against him trying to prosecute him, he's probably going to get pardoned in the end anyway. The only thing we'll prove is that he did it.
Well, I agree with your comparison about this president to people like Richard Nixon. I agree 100%. I mean, Nixon did do some good things. He established the EPA. He opened relations with China. He also did some bad things and was an extremely paranoid type guy.
True.
But he has done nowhere near the damage to civil liberties and the damage to the American constitutional law that this guy's done. And plus, on top of that, along with this god-awful war we're stuck in, which he got us into, there's a part of me that agrees, man, that we gotta fix the problems that are in this country. That we have to fix the problems. You know, we can't go around every single day and say, he's the focus of all doom. He's the focus of all that's wrong. We need to come up with some ideas, and there are tons of them out there, and we need to talk about them more. But on the other hand, there's a part of me that just kills me to let him get away with anything.
That's true. When you think about it, when Clinton was in office, when you compare what Clinton did and how the Republicans raked this guy over the coals daily, when you compare him to Bush, it's like he threw his bubble gum and a cigarette butt on the street.
Right.
When you look at the damage that the two of them did, there's no comparison. But they're always, when you argue with a Republican on an issue, they'll always, when they can't win, when they're trying to defend Bush and his regime, they'll start throwing mud at Hillary and Bill and calling them names, and that's the best they can do. Because that's all they have to fight with.
Yeah, well, the party of personal responsibility apparently now has no responsibility. Whether it comes to Iraq, whether it comes to the scandals in the House, either financial or otherwise, you know, the Foley situation, it's always the fault of somebody else. That's their favorite mantra, is that it's the fault of somebody else, that we did it, or that the media did it, or that it was some kind of conspiracy. And it's like, you know, the Kurt Weldon thing, when the FBI raided his office, and he tried to imply that it was some kind of, you know, conspiracy, and look at the timing, and blah, blah, blah. And Melanie Sloan of Crewe said, hey, the Justice Department is run by a Republican, and we don't control the Justice Department and the FBI. I mean, this is the biggest thing I think ought to get most voters. What ought to really get them is these guys just don't own up to anything. I mean, they own up to like zero, not a nothing, you know? They won't take the blanket on anything.
The only time they use anything that they have discovered is when it's in their favor. Then it's okay to release it. If they find anything or they hear of anything that's against them, they'll never release it. They'll deny it.
Yeah, try to sit on it and pretend that it never happened. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you for being there.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to John in Longmont who thinks we ought to impeach him. John? John, go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Jay?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the thing that is missing from the conversation here is that we definitely should investigate him, but also we have to keep in mind that he is still the commander-in-chief, and he also has the veto pen as long as he's president, and he still has the capability to do a tremendous amount of damage even if we take the House, because he can prevent the Democrats from fixing anything by using that veto pen. So it's when you think about the impeachment and getting him out of the White House, he's got two more years to inflict damage, and that has to enter into the discussion.
Yeah, and if the Democrats are able to get control of the House of Representatives, and if they are able to get control of the Senate, it might be by a very, very small operating margin.
Right.
And if it's by a small operating margin, then they're going to have to reach across the aisle to try to get help.
Right.
Which means that we're not going to be able to brush aside the GOP and tell them to go take a hike.
Yeah, we can't do that. But what it comes down to is, and the real fear is, you get rid of Bush, you got Cheney, which that's a very frightening scenario. But if you end up impeaching Bush, you got to go and get Cheney as well, because the two of them are a cadre of crooks, and just getting rid of one is not good enough. You have to get rid of both if you're really going to have the capability to turn this country around and start moving it in a positive direction instead of what it's in now.
Trying to impeach him, though, would that be too divisive?
It would. Well, we first need to start with investigations, and the problem is that so much of what is gone on with this president is in secret. It's behind our backs. It is, you know, if you are even trying to find out what this president is doing and the crimes that he's done, you're un-American and all of that. He's turned the tables on the American people, and he's saying that if you don't agree with me, then you're not an American. You're not a patriot and all that. And the exact opposite is true. If we look into what he has been doing, we'll find out that he's not the patriot, that the people who support him are not the patriots, and the real patriots who want to get back to what this country's values are the people who are opposing him. Without the investigations, you're not going to be able to find that out. So we absolutely have to have the investigation. I think out of the investigation process, the natural result of that will be impeachment once all of the deceit and the lies and the illegality are uncovered.
Tough call, man. It's a tough call because I'll tell you something. You want to know one of the things that really wears me down? What really wears me down is the nastiness and the divisiveness. That's what really wears me down. I'm really tired and really sick of it. And I'm sick of the anger, too.
Right.
I'm really tired of it.
But the only way to really diffuse the anger is to get things out in the open. And the problem has been that it's been blowing in the wind so far with all of the things that this presidency and the Republicans have been doing. We don't have open discussion anymore.
You're absolutely right.
They closed society.
You're totally right. I mean, they control the dialogue. They run roughshod.
The media for the most part.
Yeah,
too.
They run roughshod. I agree, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call, John. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. We'll talk to you. All right, coming up next, we got a variety of stuff. I'll play this incredible cut from Rush Limbaugh picking on Michael J. Fox for having Parkinson's disease. We'll also meet some of the winners in our Superstar Talk Show Host contest. You can start voting for them, Dan. I'll tell you more about that coming up. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Tammy McCormick in Baghdad.
Make no mistake about it. We are in a tough fight here.
But the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General George Casey, has just told reporters in Baghdad Iraqi security forces should be capable of assuming control within 12 to 18 months. That's if a political framework is adopted by the Iraqi government. U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, said that includes an agreement to share oil revenues and disband militias.
Iraqi leaders have agreed to a timeline or making the hard decision needed to resolve these issues.
More U.S. soldiers are voicing their frustration lately.
I'm fighting for, supposedly, for the freedom of the Iraqi people, but to be honest with you over here, I'm fighting to keep the people that I came over here with alive.
The U.S. death toll has grown to 89 for October. I'm Tammy McCormick in Baghdad with more CBS News. Here's Jim Shenaby.
Well, the search is on for a U.S. soldier missing in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Mitch Mitchell says the missing GI, an Iraqi American.
We understand he's an interpreter and he went to visit his family. Why that was allowed to happen in the first place is beyond me.
T-minus 2 weeks and counting till the midterm election. President Bush will be in Florida today campaigning for a GOP House candidate. More on the final stretch from correspondent Bob Fuss.
With Democrats within reach of winning enough races to gain control of the Senate as well as the House, all the close contests are getting nasty. Here in Pennsylvania, Democrat Bob Casey has the edge in the polls in the Senate race. That doesn't keep the edge out of his ads.
Rick Santorum. He's everything that's wrong with Washington.
Republican incumbent Rick Santorum ran a series of ads attacking not Casey, but people who supposedly gave him money.
Casey, questionable contributor number 4646, a New Jersey bank.
With so much on the line, both parties are pouring millions into last-minute attack ads in states like Pennsylvania. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Is that a cell phone in your pocket? A Cleveland Clinic study has found a possible link between cell phone use and lower fertility in men. Dr. Ashok Agarwal.
Cell phone use causes a variety of damage to various organ systems.
Mental declines associated with Alzheimer's chronicled in an enlightening way by an American artist. Larry Miller reports.
11 years ago, Philadelphia-born artist William Utermolin was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and began to record his descent into the memory-robbing disease through a series of self-portraits. The first shows him alone at a table. He stopped when all he could draw was a circle and didn't know where to put eyes or a nose. His work has been discussed in medical journals and is viewed as one of the most powerful illustrations of what Alzheimer's does to a mind. Today, in his London nursing home, William Utermolin is unaware his work will be on display in New York. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Actor George Clooney.
House always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you.
The number one man's man, as ranked by the website AskMen.com. S&P futures down a point. This is CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Good morning. Mike Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Denver firefighter injured while fighting a house fire on Sunday has been upgraded to fair condition now. 39-year-old Sean Wendt suffered respiratory problems and smoke inhalation when he went into the basement of a home near Colfax in Quebec. He lost consciousness and was taken to the hospital. He was in serious condition. He's much better now. Another firefighter sprained his ankle working on the same fire. Investigators say that fire seemed to have started in the basement of the home. Denver's amnesia patient, a.k.a. Al, now back home in Olympia, Washington, Jeff Ingram, reunited with fiancée Penny after he was recognized over the weekend. Friday, he pleaded to the media, hoping someone would recognize him.
I'm just asking for help to find out who I really am and find out who my family is and find out who my friends are.
Ingram still doesn't know who he is. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thank you. Good morning. Now, we've got two major issues. A multi-car crash on your southbound lanes of I-25 at the Thornton Parkway. You want to be prepared for stop and go right now, which extends all the way back to 128th. We also have fresh wreck activity bogging down the southbound lanes of 225. That's for your drive right at Alameda. So move to the right to get around that one. Expect a holding pattern back to I-70. We also have the signal lights malfunctioning not too far from there at 225 and Colfax. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes this morning. Weather today, mostly sunny. High clouds moving in, mild 73, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Why not treat yourself to a gourmet burger classic, the Red Robin Bacon Cheeseburger? Because they're...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Test, and we had you send in your work either on CD or on cassette, and then we narrowed down the amount of entries, and then we got into the first group of people who we had them come to Lanny's Clock Tower on Sunday. We did it between noon and 4, and we had them basically reenact a talk show in front of us for, I don't know, I think it lasted 7-8 minutes maybe. So we've got sound of their performances, and you can go to am760.net and you can vote on who you think should win this contest. And this morning and tomorrow morning I'm going to introduce you to some of these folks, and we'll ask them some questions, and then you can go to am760.net and you can vote and see who you like. All right, let's see if we can turn. Can we turn their mics on there so they can talk, or do I need to do that? Okay, they're on there. All right, first of all, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Nora Lynch, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, Nora, what do you do for a living?
I was a TV writer for many years, and now I am I'm between employment, I guess is what you would call it. I lived in L.A. for about 12 years, and my husband and I just moved back here 2 months ago. So.
No, what television shows you write for?
Well, not many that you would have heard of, or I would probably still be there. I wrote for every network. Caroline in the City probably is the one you would remember. But I did Union Square, Life's Work, Strip Mall on Comedy Central, which was actually my favorite show to write. What else? I'm trying to think of all the failed. I wrote pilots. I did lots of things that didn't get produced, you know, anything for a paycheck.
And so what? You just decided one day you were tired of this, or?
Oh, God, no. No, reality TV hit right around the time I turned 40. And that was just kind of a decimated half hour. That's what I wrote mostly with sitcoms. And, business just dried up for me, basically. I mean, and it just got harder and harder to find work, and my ambitions changed. And, you know, if you don't really want a job, it's hard to get it, I found out. And so that's really what happened.
So you moved back to Colorado?
Yeah. Fell out of television and moved back to car. I fell into television. I fell out of television and back here I am. And I used to do stand up, and I'm going to get back into that. And you know, I'm a talker. I like to talk.
So why do you want to do this? Why do you want to get in this horrible business?
You know, honestly, I have been spouting off all my life, and my family and friends are finally like, for crying out loud, just get on the radio already, would you? It'd be nice. I would love to. I don't know, be part of the discourse, as noisy and ugly as it can get. I would like to be part of it. I'd like to, I don't know, affect change, maybe? Sounds awfully lofty, doesn't it? I would like to. I would like to be persuasive. More than right, I would like to be persuasive. That's what I would like to do, because you can be right and sit on the corner by yourself, and nobody cares. You know, you're on the curb. I'm right. Nobody cares, you know? But to persuade people. That's a different thing, and I would like to try to do that, is to try to persuade people who don't already agree with you, which is a much more difficult task than preaching to the choir.
Yeah, it is. It's a very difficult task. And so how did you find AM 760?
You know, actually, my father told me about the contest. I have to be honest, I didn't listen to the radio station. I just moved here a couple months ago again, and I hadn't really been familiar with the radio station. So that's how I found out about it. My father, again, my family and friends are like, please do something about it. Stop talking to us. Stop with the blah, blah, blah. And so I entered the contest, and here I am. That's how I got here. How did you get here, Jay?
How did I get here? You don't want to know how I got here. We don't have time to get into how I got here. Okay, and you're
I'm Curtis Hannum.
Curtis Hannum,
yeah.
Right. And Curtis, what do you do?
Well, I'm an independent filmmaker. My brother and I made a movie called The Real Old Testament that was a parody of MTV's The Real World. We did the Book of Genesis as if reality TV cameras had been there the whole time. And I played God in the flowing robes and everything. And my brother played the serpent as a sock puppet. And, you know, we know great improvisers that we've been working with for years and years, and they played all the patriarchs and matriarchs of the Bible, and we would play it straight, but we had just funny reenactments. And oddly enough, Nora was in the movie.
I was.
We've been friends for 16 years or so. We used to work at the Comedy Works together. We were both out at L.A. in L.A. at the same time. And she came out and she played an angry sodomite.
And I'm terrible in it. I have to be. He had to cut because at one point I look right at the camera. So Curtis said, okay, I got to cut this part where Nora looks right at the camera.
Yeah, but now you have angry sodomite on your resume,
yes.
You know, which is a plus.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I and I'm currently thinking about making some other films. We want to do a. What we do is we do a reality TV style with improv comedians. And the next thing we want to do is we're calling The Hunters. And it's based on Cro-Magnon tribe or a Neanderthal tribe from Europe 40,000 years ago. They'd been there for 100,000 years through the whole Ice Age. And all of a sudden modern humans showed up 40,000 years ago. We didn't have all the stuff, but they were completely modern humans as far as physiology goes. And
Much better looking than Neanderthals.
It was a bit of a mismatch. And we plan on basing the Neanderthals on the Osbournes, which...
What the mammoths did outside the cave last night. It's disgusting, really.
So I'm interested in doing, and now that I'm a finalist for this contest, I'm very excited about the possibility of doing talk radio because I, like Nora, am very passionate politically. I would love to be able to affect change. I mean, when I think of what people like yourself are able to do, get on the radio every day and push the dialogue, it's an amazing privilege that you have, and I envy you for it, and I wish that there were more people out there like you doing it.
Well, you can't suck up to me because I can't help you.
Well, and
I can't help you win the contest, man. That won't work.
Less people like Hannity, you know, and Limbaugh and all that. I mean, it's really horrifying how imbalanced talk radio has been for so many years, and nice to have Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and finally some liberals on the radio who are saying the right things.
Yeah, business has changed considerably.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Do you feel that the worm turning? Is that what's going on? Are we looking for liberals on the radio?
You know, I don't know.
I don't either.
That's really a hard question to answer. I don't know because this certainly isn't the way I envision talk radio ending up.
No,
talk radio used to be, you used to have liberal guys on conservative radio stations. You just didn't have a lot of them. So there was one or two of us.
Right.
When I was in college, I actually was Roger Ebert's personal assistant while he was in Boulder for a week for something up at CU. And we did the Alan Berg show. So I was able to sit in the booth while Alan Berg interviewed Roger Ebert. And, you know, there was a pioneer, and he was definitely a liberal, Alan Berg. And it's just amazing, you know, the historical place that guy ended up playing in our culture.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's as entertaining now that they've split it off.
No, I agree.
Now that liberals only work over here and conservatives
over
here. You know, it's not like the old days where you used to be able to get on the radio and fight with the callers.
Yeah, well,
right. Niche market now. Everybody's, you know, we're all preaching to the choir.
When they repealed the Fairness Doctrine, it was just a horrible thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
It really, really set America back. And
well, you know what? I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
No, because anybody who has a point of view, anybody who disagrees, anybody who feels they're being picked on unfairly, 9 times out of 10, most talk show hosts will let you come on the air.
Oh, I don't think so. Not even so much that they won't let you on.
You can call in and get on.
You just won't be listening. I mean, it's a fracturing of the audience. It's narrow casting rather than broadcasting. You know, Mom has the Cooking Network and Lifetime, and Dad has ESPN.
Yeah, but see, that has nothing to do with
radio.
But that has nothing to do with the Fairness Doctrine. What that has to do with is technology and the development of other programming and the splintering off.
But if we had the Fairness Doctrine, it would mean that on Fox News, you would have to have a fair and truly balanced number of people who said different things if there were the Fairness Doctrine. That's not so anymore. So my problem with no Fairness Doctrine is that the people your choir becomes so concentrated. People who think the same way, listen to the same media, read the same media, and they start thinking those things that much more strongly. Those ideas, rather than expand, they contract, and those your opinions become more hardened because, frankly, you think everybody else has them.
Right.
Without the Fairness Doctrine, we don't understand that, oh, wow, there's somebody with a different point of view, you know? And that's where I think it's dangerous, not having it. I have to agree with Curtis on that one.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's, at least for talk radio, I don't think it's the answer to fix that problem.
Right, that may
be
true.
But, all right, we'll continue. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's catch the traffic here with you. Oh, and by the way, go to AM760.net and you can vote for these folks. You can go vote for Nora or Curtis. And then we'll have some more winners on tomorrow, too. It's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, what's the traffic look like?
Thanks, Jay. Well, we are dealing with two major problems right now on your southbound interstate arteries. The first one is 25 at the Thornton Parkway. Had a three-car crash there. It's blocking the right lane. We got a couple of miles of solid backup, obviously making for a tough drive for you through Thornton North Glen. The second one is southbound 225 at Alameda. Obviously, we're seeing a major holding pattern there back to I-70. So you want to move right to get around that or take an alternate around it altogether. We also had a snag in Aurora at Colfax and 225.
signal lights are malfunctioning there. It's causing delays pretty much in all directions. Weather today, mostly sunny. Looking for some high clouds to move in. Could be mild, 73 degrees. Currently 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Why not treat yourself to a gourmet burger classic, the Red Robin Bacon Cheeseburger? Because there is no better condiment on a burger than bacon. Visit RedRobin.com to find a Red Robin near you. Isn't it time for that Red Robin Bacon Cheeseburger?
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Why do we need petition rights?
Petitions are the people's voice. They let us vote on ballot issues.
What is Amendment 38?
A simple one-page guide to petition rights.
What do we get?
First, shorter, more readable ballots. Second, voter guides equal on both sides and not written by politicians. Third, no more phony emergencies or petty technicalities used to block petitions.
Will petitions be easy?
110,000 state signatures. That's hard work.
Will signatures still be checked?
Yes.
Would we petition on details?
No, only on new laws.
Will this cost more?
Amendment 38 saves money. Fewer, quicker court cases, fewer elections, no tax money spent on campaigns or printing forms.
Who's against our rights to petition and vote?
Politicians, lawyers, lobbyists, and the media. Because Amendment 38 makes them share power with us.
Paid by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
This year, every vote counts. Who are you going to vote for? In AM 760's Progressive Radio Star Contest, the finalists competed.
I am your host.
Welcome to our show.
And we threw him a curveball.
We have some callers coming in. The first is Max. He's online, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Next caller.
Who sounded best? Who deserves a talk show? You decide. Listen and vote now on AM760.net.
Good morning, 721, 21 after 7, high day 65, sunny. Ooh, Bob Dylan. All right. Has he already come to town? No, it's tonight, I think. I think it's tonight he's in town. I wanted to go so bad, but I can't go. Because I can't stay up that late. All right, go to am760.net and vote. We have the examples of our talk show host winners up there. You can listen to their auditions on Sunday and decide who you think should win and should get a shot at going to the national talk-off. We've got two of the winners in here this morning, Nora and Curtis. And it's good to have you guys here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And if you go to the Nationals, if you go to the National...
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Yes. I'm so excited. What?
How do you guys think you'd do?
I'd win, and I'm sure Nora would win.
Really? Would you go with that attitude of like, I've worked with guys that are, I've worked with people that are exactly like that. Like, I know I'm going to win. I know I'm the best person in the room. And I always marvel at that.
No, I would not think I would win. I never go into anything thinking I'm going to
win. Did you think you were going to win on Sunday?
I was flabbergasted. You saw me. I was flabbergasted. Yeah. I couldn't. And then I listened to it,
And I am even more flabbergasted.
Oh, you always sound worse when you listen back to yourself.
You know, it's in anything you do. I mean, I experience it from a totally different perspective. The audience is watching me, and I am hearing the clicks and the pops and the things I didn't say that I knew I wanted to say. So all that's going on in my head. And then I get this. I got very nice compliments. I really did, and I was frankly flabbergasted. And then when I listened to it, it was, again, one of those things like those people had such a different experience than I did, you know. So, no, I would not. It's a self-esteem issue. I don't know. But, no, I would never consider that I would be the winner. I don't.
Well, I mean, first of all, I was terrified on Sunday.
Really?
I absolutely was terrified before I got
didn't
up there.
Show.
But once I was up there, I felt very comfortable and very confident. I really enjoyed doing it. And that was surprising to me. And when I listened to the tape, you know, online, I was like, hey, I actually finished sentences. I'm better at this than I thought I would. I don't know. I just, you know, if you're going to go in a contest, you have to believe that, hey, I could win this thing. You know, at least I do. I go into it, you know, hoping that things are going to come through, and sometimes, lo and behold, they do.
Yeah,
here we are.
I try to have no expectations. It's the Buddhist way, to try as hard as you can and have no expectations, which is really, really difficult, and I fail pretty much 99% of the time.
Yeah, I'm a Zoroastrian, and the way we look at it.
Well, at least there, when you were in that, when you were at Lammy's Clock Tower, when you were there, at least the room wasn't hostile. I mean, you were with a bunch of people who wanted to like you.
They were so friendly.
And we're not interested in trying to dismember you.
No, they were so kind.
How often do you have audiences like that?
Exactly.
Well, see, that's kind of where that kind of gets back to what I was talking about before, about how it's all changed. Now you get maybe 5% of the people out there don't like you for whatever the reason might be.
Right.
Either your speech patterns, or they don't agree with you philosophically. But by and large, most of the people who listen to this radio station, I'd say almost all of them, we're all on the same page.
Right, yeah.
It isn't like the days when I used to would be one of the only liberals on the conservative station.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like those people were out to, like, tear your limbs off.
Yeah.
So you had to go in there every single day ready to do
really
combat.
Prepared, yeah. And have
and
your
Al
stuff
Berg
and know your stuff.
Actually was shot outside of his...
You know, and start to, you know, try to beat the crap. I mean, because that's what the callers would do. They'd call in and just try to get you on anything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, the worst thing they'll do to you is send you an email saying, do you know how many times you say the word, you know? Or
break all records for that.
Or
something along those lines. Why don't you get, you say you know so many times. Have you considered getting a speech coach?
Yeah.
And my reaction is always, gee, let's think about this. I mean, there's so much going on in the world. Do you really think that that matters as much as getting upset over, say, all the innocent civilians that are being killed in Iraq, which you consider to be, like, of a bigger priority?
Yeah, but...
which
know,
is a bigger irritant
is...
to me, Jay? I guess that would be the question.
Well, and so I usually answer them by saying thank you very much, but I think you have entirely too much time on your hands.
Right. Your priorities are a little skewed.
But that's the kind of stuff you'll get here.
Right.
But you won't get that. Now, if I took you across the hall and you went over there to one of the, to the right-wing flamethrower and got on, start talking about how, Bob Beaupre is a moron.
Yeah.
Well, but that's one of the polarizing
things that would just come after you.
Right, but is if there were only two sides to an issue. Well, that's absurd. I mean, aren't we allowed to walk around it? No, look, left, right. I'm going to take the northeast look for
this. Well, you can try doing that on the air, but you can try doing that on the
longitude and latitude.
Yeah, you can try doing that, but the problem with doing it that way is that then you come off as sounding... I mean, you can do that every once in a while, but then if you do it too much, then you come off as sounding as if you have no definitive position.
Yeah. Ah, right. You might, an open mind might be something.
I mean, the worst thing in the world is to hear a talk show host, and I do enough of it for all three of us, but to sit there and say, well, but then again.
Really? That's
but maybe.
But don't you think that
but most, then again.
Isn't life often, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, because life in the media is basically one-dimensional.
Aha!
I think that liberals more often than not are at least willing to entertain the idea of what the other people, you know, what the other side is saying. Whereas with at least this group of conservatives, it's black and white. We're right. You're wrong.
The majority, that's true. With the majority, there are some, though, however, there's a small fringe, however, that are just like their right-wing cousins.
Oh, they're the face painters, I call them. It's their team. It's all they care about.
Yeah.
I paint my face and... You know, my husband is fond of saying this, and it's one of my favorite things. You believe what you believe until you believe something different. And his example of that is, you know, I hate Deion Sanders. That Deion Sanders drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Until my team drafts him.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, maybe I'll take another look at this Deion Sanders.
Well,
you know, I mean, we all have our, and the face painters,
Bill Romanowski.
They will totally change their point of view. Depending on the jersey the guy is wearing.
Well, they'll get you for...
They're political people like that.
They'll get you for this. They'll play... some of them play this game with you. I'm more progressive than you are.
Yeah.
Maybe you are.
You know, and then
like,
you go...
Like Mencken said, dear sir, perhaps you're right.
And then you kind of step back and say, well, wait a minute. What leads you to believe that? And... Gee, I didn't know we were having a contest.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and some of them actually have the point of view that it's like, well, you know, somebody once said to me, yeah, well, you're a liberal. I'm a radical. You know, and that was the end of the conversation.
Ooh,
they walked away. And,
yes.
You're from the Democratic Leadership Council.
I have a Che Guevara T-shirt.
Yeah.
Here's what I am.
You're an inside operative.
I'm a reasonable. That's what I would like. And a whole new party called the Reasonables. We assume there's a side to an issue that we may not know. And, we respect science, things like that, empirical evidence, other points of view. I'm a reasonable.
Well, what is that?
Which anymore is pretty radical to be a reasonable.
Daniel Patrick Moynihan said, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but not you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own set of facts.
I agree.
Yeah,
so
I have a friend who once told me, everybody is entitled to my own opinion.
Right. Well, there are a lot of people out there who believe that, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming by this morning. Go to am760.net. Vote for these folks.
Early and often.
And, yeah, no, you guys are going to go out and have all your friends vote, and you're going to, like, go...
Are you kidding me?
Are you going to sit home all day today, click, 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 click,
that
click?
That means I'd have to encourage people to listen to it.
No, all they got to do is
There's
just go to
There's that self-esteem issue again.
All they got to do is just go to this place and click it.
That's it? They don't have to listen?
I don't know. I haven't looked over there
me
yet.
Either.
I'll have to see.
If they have to listen,
so
I'm teasing. I do want people to vote.
Are these debold machines?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we won't.
Paper
we won't.
Trail, baby.
We're not rigging anything.
Trail.
We're not rigging anything. And then I'll have two more winners on tomorrow. We'll have two more winners on tomorrow morning. Okay, good luck, because we'll know the winner by Friday.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, AM 760.
Okay. You bet. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, thanks. It's been pretty tough if you're traveling on either southbound 25 or southbound 225 on the north end of town. We had multi-car wrecks that had traffic plugged. 225, you can expect those rolling backups as far back as your I-70 merge. They just pulled the one southbound I-25 at the Thornton Parkway, but we've got all the fallout to deal with now. A lucky ride on the opposite end of town, so great speeds both I-25 and 225 through the tech center, and no worries for you along C-470 Highlands Ranch or 6th Ave out of Lakewood.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
So darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the time.
Now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for
for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voters Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 65. Sunny. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Want to remind you today too. This is very, very important. Want to see Senator Barack Obama? Senator Barack Obama and Ed Perlmutter getting together for change. And that's Senator Barack Obama is going to lead a get out the vote rally for the 7th congressional district candidate Ed Perlmutter. And other Democrats, that's going to be at Martin Luther King and Fletcher Plaza, located directly west of Aurora. That's directly west, rather, not of Aurora, directly west of the Aurora Fox Theater. That's at 9898 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora. That's today between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. So get on out there and show support for Ed, who's just a great guy, and meet Senator Barack Obama. That's today, starting at 3 o'clock. At Martin Luther King Fletcher Plaza, located directly west of the Aurora Fox Theater, 9898 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora. That's today between 3 and 4. Also, help out Angie Piccioni. Help Angie Piccioni oust Marilyn Manson Musgrave, walking door-to-door in Longmont's orphan precincts for informing progressive voters and handing out literature. That's every Saturday, 9 a.m. carpool from Democratic headquarters, 9:30 a.m. meet at Thompson Park at 4th and Bross in Longmont. And that's to help out Angie Piccioni. All right, we got some time, and I'm going to try to squeeze this in here, and I think we can get it in. The worst thing that will happen is we'll just be a little bit late. If you didn't see Countdown last night with Keith Olbermann, he had an excellent commentary on the GOP and on the Republican Party's scare tactics that they are currently using, because, let's face it, basically in a lot of races they're very, very desperate. And here's Olbermann's comment from last night, courtesy of MSNBC.
And lastly tonight, a special comment on the advertising of terrorism, the commercial you have already seen. It is a distillation of everything this administration and the party in power have tried to do these last 5 years and 6 weeks. It is from the Republican National Committee. It shows images of Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri. It offers quotes from them, all as a clock ticks ominously in the background. It concludes with what Zawahiri may or may not have said to a Pakistani journalist as long ago as 2001, his dubious claim that he had purchased suitcase bombs. The quotation is followed, by sheer coincidence, no doubt, by an image of a massive explosion. "These are the stakes," appears on the screen, quoting exactly from Lyndon Johnson's infamous nuclear scare commercial from 1964. Vote November 7th. There is a cheap Texas chainsaw massacre quality to the whole thing. It also serves to immediately call to mind the occasions when President Bush dismissed Osama bin Laden as somebody he didn't think about, except, obviously, when elections were near. Frankly, a lot of people seeing that commercial for the first time have laughed out loud. But not everyone. And therein lies the true threat to this country. The dictionary definition of the word terrorize is simple and not open to misinterpretation. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. Note, please, that the words violence and death are missing from that definition. For the key to terror, the key to terrorism, is not the act, but the fear of the act. That is why bin Laden and his deputies and his imitators are forever putting together videotaped statements and releasing virtual infomercials with dire threats and heart-stopping warnings. But why is the Republican Party imitating them? Bin Laden puts out what amounts to a commercial of fear. The Republicans put out what is unmistakable as a commercial of fear. The Republicans are paying to have the messages of bin Laden and the others broadcast into your home. Only the Republicans have a bigger bankroll. When last week the CNN network ran video of an insurgent in Iraq evidently stalking and killing an American soldier, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mr. Hunter, Republican of California, branded that channel, quote, the publicist for an enemy propaganda film, and added that CNN used it to sell commercials. Another California Republican, Representative Brian Bilbray, called the video, quote, nothing short of a terrorist snuff film. If so, Mr. Bilbray, then what in the hell is your party's new advertisement? And Mr. Hunter, CNN using the video to sell commercials? Commercials! You have adopted bin Laden and Zawahiri as spokesman for the Republican National Committee. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. By this definition, the people who put these videos together, first the terrorists and then the administration, whose shared goal is to scare you into panicking instead of thinking, they are the ones terrorizing you. By this definition, the leading terrorist group in this world right now is Al-Qaeda, but the leading terrorist group in this country right now is the Republican Party. 11 presidents ago, a chief executive reassured us that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. His distant successor has wasted his administration, insisting that there is nothing we can have but fear itself. The vice president, as recently as this month, was caught campaigning again with the phrase mass death in the United States. 4 years ago, it was the now Secretary of State, Dr. Rice, rationalizing Iraq with, quote, we don't want to be the smoking gun to be the mushroom cloud. Days later, Mr. Bush himself told an audience that, quote, we cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun, that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud. And now we have this cheesy commercial, complete with images of a faked mushroom cloud and implications of mass death in America. This administration has derived benefit and power from terrorizing the very people it claims to be protecting from terror. It may be the oldest trick in the political book, scare people into believing they are in danger and that only you can save them. Lyndon Johnson used it to bury Barry Goldwater. Joe McCarthy leaked from obscurity on its back. And now the legacy has come to President George W. Bush. Of course, the gruel of fear is getting thinner and thinner, is it not, Mr. President? And thus more and more of it needs to be made out of less and less actual terror. After last week's embarrassing internet hoax about dirty bombs at football stadium, the one your Department of Homeland Security immediately disseminated to the public, a self-described former CIA operative named Wayne Simmons cited the fiasco as, quote, the perfect example of the President's Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the NSA terrorist eavesdropping program, how vital they are. Frank Gaffney, once a respected Assistant Secretary of Defense and now the president of something called the Center for Security Policy, added, one of the things that I hope Americans take away from this is not only that they're gunning for us not just in a place like Iraq, but truly worldwide. Of course, the they to which Mr. Gaffney referred turned out to be a lone 20-year-old grocery bagger from Wisconsin named Jake, a kid trying to one-up some other loser in an internet game of chicken. His threat referenced 7 football stadiums at which dirty bombs were to be exploded yesterday. It began with the one in New York City, even though there isn't one in New York City. And though the attacks were supposed to be simultaneous, 4 of the games were scheduled to start at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and the others at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Moreover, the kid said he had posted the identical message on 40 websites since September. We caught him in merely about 6 weeks, even though the only way he could have been less subtle, less stealthy, and less of a threat was if he bought an advertisement on the Super Bowl telecast. Mr. Bush, this is the what, 100th plot your people have revealed that turned out to be some nonsensical misunderstanding or the fabrications of somebody hoping to talk his way off a waterboard in Eastern Europe?
If, Mr. President, this is the kind of crack work that your new ad implies that only you and not the Democrats can do, you, sir, need to pull over and ask for directions. The real question, of course, Mr. Bush, is why did your Department of Homeland Security even release that information in the first place? It was never a serious threat. Even the first news accounts quoted a Homeland spokesman as admitting strong skepticism, the kind of strong skepticism which most government agencies address before telling the public, not afterwards. So that leaves two options, Mr. President. The first option, you and your Department of Homeland Security don't have the slightest idea what you're doing here. Thus, contrary to your flip-flopping between saying, we're safe, and saying, well, we're not safe enough, and contrary to the Vice President's swaggering pronouncements about the lack of another attack since 9/11, the last 5 years has been just an accident. Or there's the second option. Your political operatives leaked this nonsense for the same reason your political operatives put out that commercial, to scare the gullible. Obviously, the correct answer, Mr. Bush, is all of the above. There are some of us who could forgive you for trying to run your candidates on the coattails of the Grim Reaper, for reducing your party's existence to death and attacks us. It's cynical and barbaric, but after all, it may be merely the natural extension of the gutter politics to which you have subscribed since you sidled over from baseball and the business world of other people's money. But to forgive you for terrorizing us, we would have to believe you somehow competent in keeping others from terrorizing us. Yet last week, construction workers repairing a subway line in New York City were cleaning out an abandoned manhole on the edge of the World Trade Center site when they stumbled on the horrific and the impossible. Human remains from 9/11. Bones and fragments. 80 of them. Some as much as a foot long. The victims had been lying, literally in the gutter, for 5 years and 5 weeks. The families and friends of each of the 2,749 dead, who had been grimly told in May 2002 that there were no more remains to be found, were struck anew as if the terrorism of that day had just happened all over again. And over this weekend, they have found still more remains. And now this week will be spent looking in places that should have already been looked at 1,000 times 5 years ago. For all the victims in New York, Mr. Bush, the living and the dead, it is a touch of 9/11 all over again.
Michael.
And the mayor of this city, who called off the search 4.5 years ago, is a Republican. The governor of this state with whom he conferred is a Republican. The House of Representatives, Republican. The Senate, Republican. The President, Republican. And yet you can actually claim that you and you alone can protect us from terrorism? You can't even recover our dead from the battlefield. The battlefield in an American city when we've given you 5 years and unlimited funds to do so. Well, citing a Military Commissions Act so monstrous that it has now been criticized by even the John Birch Society, you told us, Mr. Bush, quote, there is nothing we can do to bring back the men and women lost on September 11, 2001, yet we'll always honor their memory, and we will never forget the way they were taken from us. Except, of course, for the ones who have been lying under a manhole cover for 5 years. Setting aside the fact that your government has done nothing else for those 5 years but pat itself on the back about terror while waging pointless war on the wrong enemy in Iraq and waging war on the cherished freedoms in America. Just on this subject of counterterrorism, sir, yours is the least competent government in time of crisis in this country's history. These are the stakes, indeed, Mr. President. You do not know what you are doing, and the commercial, the one about which Zawahiri might say, hey, pretty good, we love your choice of font style. All that further needs to be said about that is to add 3 words to Shakespeare. Mr. President, you and that advertisement of terror are full of sound and fury, signifying and competent at nothing. Good night and good luck.
All right, there's Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night. If you want to talk about that, make any comments about it, 303-713-7600. It's all right with me. I got some other stuff to discuss with you, and we'll revisit the whole Madonna situation, too, coming up after 8 o'clock, developments in that. 747, 13 away from 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's check out Progressive Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're just getting back to the normal commute now. We've got very heavy traffic now on all of our major arteries, certainly eastbound 270 stacked up across Commerce City, as is I-76. Getting a lot of traffic now on 6th Avenue eastbound between Federal and I-25, and, of course, eastbound lanes of C-470 between Broadway and University. They did get that wreck out of the way southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway, but, of course, we still have all the normal congestion from 104th to 84th you'll have to deal with. Southbound 225 still bogged down from a multi-car crash approaching Alameda. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds, mild, 73, currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Over the years, I've told you how an injury can literally change your life, how an accident can be devastating to you and your family. That's when you really want straight answers, not hype. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious injury and insurance problems for years with straight, no-nonsense answers, solutions for complicated insurance problems, handled in a distinguished way by professionals with years of experience. Don't get hurt twice, once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. Whether your insurance problem is a car crash, on-the-job injury, life insurance, HMO, or disability, you need professionals on your side. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems, only opportunities. Your opportunity to protect yourself might come only once. If you have an insurance problem, call us. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Bell and Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell and Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Hollywood is abuzz with gossip. Guess which $20 million leading man has finally decided to come out of the closet. Once one of Tinseltown's most eligible bachelors, he's about to reveal the personal life he's been hiding from fans for years. Think you know who I'm talking about? Uh-uh. It's veteran stage and screen actor...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
PetSmart brings you...
Halloween! Honey, which costume do you think is scarier? The zombie virus or the evil clown?
I thought you were going as an astronaut.
Not for me, for the dog.
Bring your pet to the PetSmart Halloween costume party on October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be a pet party with prizes for the best costume, and you can get an exclusive glow-in-the-dark photo frame with a picture of you and your pet for only $4.95. With your Pet Perk Savings Card. A costume party for pets. That's smart. Pet smart. While supplies last, see store for details.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 752. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 65, sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And don't forget to go to AM 760, Progressive Talk, to vote on our candidates for the Progressive Superstar Talk Show contest. And you can also send me an instant message or email me there. And we stream 24 hours a day off of that place, too, am760.net. All right, I played the Keith Olbermann commentary from Countdown. You got anything to say about that? I've got time to take a couple of calls on it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to David in Broomfield. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Sorry, couldn't think. Yeah, I think that this is not going to do the Democrats any favors. I think Olbermann's entire diatribe on that one went on way too long. It verges on rambling. It's a reach in a lot of areas, and I don't think that the way to convince the average voters out there that, you know, the Democrats are going to be fine managing Homeland Security and the security of this country by making just crazy statements about people in manhole covers and you, sir, leaving dead people on the battlefield under a manhole cover 5 years later and, you know, blaming all that. I just think that just tunes people out. And I just think that Olbermann's over the top on that one. Now, granted, I haven't seen the ad that he was talking about the whole thing out in California with Bill Bray, but I just...
No, the ad runs nationally. It's not out in California. It's being run nationally by the GOP.
And I haven't seen the ad. It's the first I've heard of it. And I can understand that, you know, the Republicans are going too far, you know, by using... I haven't seen the images or anything along those lines. But I just think that Olbermann doesn't do anybody any favors. And, in fact, he almost, you know, he may actually hurt the effort because, A, I'm not saying he's going to drive up intensity on the Republican side, but, B, you're going to have some middle-of-the-road voters being like, this is not really what I want to deal with. I want to deal with the, you know, an administration or I want
to... But I don't think that's not what he was trying to do. That's not what the point is. The point is not for him to get on there and to make those comments and to do that commentary with the idea of trying to help the Democratic Party. He's not trying to help the Democratic Party. What he's trying to point out there, and I think he does a real good job of it, is he's trying to point out the idea that the administration has turned with this ad once again and has gone back and is playing the fear card and has managed to keep this country in a constant state of some kind of fear now since 9/11, and that they pawn themselves off as being the only people who can protect this country and take care of us, when in reality they couldn't supervise the cleanup of the World Trade Center site. They were ineffective when it came to Katrina. And in this last terrorist go-around here we had with the football stadiums, that they released that information to the public and they put it out to the media. And his point was, if you sit down and look at it, none of it made any sense whatsoever. You couldn't have the bombs go off simultaneously because the stadiums were all in different time zones. Also, there's no stadium in New York. They could have diffused that instead of trying to make it up to be some big deal that it really wasn't. That's what he's trying to point out.
Okay, I'm just saying, because like, I got my car and I'm like driving to work, you know, and I was like, oh, because I know you've talked about, you know, you've looked for like Keith's, you know, commentary the night before and all that, and I'm like, oh, you're playing Keith's commentary and listening to it, and I was just... All I'm saying is, Jay, I didn't take away from that. You know, to me, it just seemed a little bit rambling. And all the other points and the faults of this administration and some of the excesses in their message building of what they're doing to try to out-scare the people and all of that, you know, it's a reach, you know. And I'm just saying...
How do you think it's a reach?
Well, because...
I mean, first of all, you haven't seen the ad.
No, I know that, Jay.
How can you make a statement that it's a reach if you haven't seen the ad?
Because the whole sensationalism idea of being like people under manhole covers and dead and all that, Republican.
It's true.
But the American people don't. It's sensationalist.
It's true, though. It's the facts. It's true. It's the facts. And how do you know what the American people think?
Well, it's just my impression.
It's the facts. Were they not in charge of the cleanup of the 9/11 site, of the World Trade Center site, yes or no?
I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of the New York Port Authority and some other agencies, but yeah, a Republican government.
They had an instrumental hand in it. The mayor was a Republican. The governor of the state was a Republican. That's all he's pointing out there. I don't have to go to bat for him. I'm just telling you that what he's saying is not a reach. The fact is that these people are not what they portray themselves to be, and that they have let this country down at every turn of the mile. And all you have to do is go look at all of these benchmark things that have come up and see what's gone on, and you see that what he's saying is absolutely correct. And now, since they don't have any other place to go, they've gone back to the thing that they've used before, which is to try to go into people's homes through this television commercial and scare the hell out of them like they're going to be in big trouble if we don't rely on the GOP and Daddy George to save us. And George hasn't done that great of a job. That's all he's saying.
Well, Jay, all I'm saying is that what you're saying, you know, is definitely, you know, factually based. But I'm just think that Olbermann's, I just don't think that's the best way to say the points that you're trying to make.
Well, then I guess we got to disagree. But I appreciate the call, man. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too, Joe.
Okay, take care. All right, coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jeez, I hesitate to get in this whole Madonna issue. Maybe we should go to open phones early. But I'll throw it out there and see what you think about it.
We've narrowed it down to the top five in the Progressive Radio Star Contest. Listen to the clips of the five finalists on AM760.net and cast your vote for who should move on to the national finals. Voting ends Thursday, 5 p.m. Jay Marvin will announce the winner Friday morning on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. All I ask is that you pay the shipping and handling. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. The top U.S. commander in Baghdad says Iraqi leaders are ready to set a timeline for getting a handle on the country's violence.
What has to happen here, as we in the Iraqi government address the militias, is that the Iraqi security forces emerge from this struggle as the dominant security forces in Iraq.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. General George Casey said Iraqi security forces are about 75% ready and should be able to take control with U.S. support within 12 to 18 months. But a lot depends on the level of violence here. And to that end, the U.S. ambassador said Iraqi leaders have agreed to a timeline to tackle problems like disbanding militias and creating a plan to distribute the country's oil revenues.
There's a search underway for a missing American soldier, an Iraqi American who was working as an interpreter and disappeared while on an authorized trip to visit family members in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Mitch Mitchell.
Very strange that anyone would have let this individual go, but apparently he went, and now he's gone missing, and we're looking for him.
2 weeks to go before the election, President Bush wants to spread the word.
The other folks will raise the taxes if they end up with power, and the other folks don't have a plan for victory in Iraq.
The president on CNBC will be heading to Florida today to stump for another Republican in a tight race, House candidate Vern Buchanan, and to raise some cash for the GOP. Actor Michael J. Fox, battling Parkinson's, was back before the cameras to record some political announcements for candidates who support stem cell research.
They say all politics is local, but it's not always the case. What you do in Missouri matters to millions of Americans. Americans like me.
The Education Department is easing restrictions on same-sex schools, giving public school systems wider latitude to teach boys and girls separately under the landmark Title IX anti-discrimination law. Veteran Minneapolis area teacher Judy Gitt thinks, in general, it's a pretty good idea.
For some kids, that would add an ability to concentrate on their work without being having to show off for the opposite sex.
The change will take effect November 24th. The Whole Foods grocery store chain will begin offering meat products certified to be animal compassionate.
we're showing that we're passionate about how we raise and care for our product, for our chickens.
Steve Gold of Murray's Chickens, a Whole Foods supplier. Texas Governor Rick Perry has declared 9 southeast counties disaster areas due to this week's flooding. Randy Buxton lives in waterlogged Deweyville.
When you have torrential rains like this, you know, you have no control over it.
A Philadelphia father who pulled a gun during an argument with his son's Pee Wee League football coach faces assault charges. Referee Sherwood Henwood tried to subdue 40-year-old Wayne Durkosh.
It was nuts. They were screaming. Our mothers were grabbing their children and, you know, trying to protect them and shield them, and it was horrible.
Henwood also faces some charges for trying to slug Durkosh. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
I'm Gory Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Denver's case of an amnesia patient has been solved with what appears to be a happy ending after 2 months of wondering who he is. Al discovered he's Jeff Ingram, machinist from Olympia, Washington. Jeff, after being recognized over the weekend, is back home to the life that he had forgotten and is still trying to remember.
I feel totally lost. I feel totally alone. Very depressed. Very anxious about everything. And I don't fit in anywhere.
Now, that was Jeff on Friday. He's been reunited with his fiancée, Penny. The two have decided not to grant any interviews, though, and he's still trying to figure out who he is. A fraternity house at Colorado State University closed after a teenage girl drank herself into a stupor last month. The National Organization of Sigma Alpha Epsilon Fraternity suspended the charter of CSU's chapter this weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're still really struggling around town. We've had a lot of traffic jam southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen. Full up all lanes there and recovering from that earlier wreck of the Thornton Parkway. Stop and go continues as well along southbound 225 from I-70 to Alameda, even though that problem is gone. We got a brand new one northbound 25 north of 6th Avenue. Watch out, fire units on scene with a two-car wreck. A stall southbound 25 bogging down the works near Downing, and we have the traffic lights flashing red, County Line Road at South Colorado Boulevard. Also off the roadway, a school bus crash at 21st in York. Doesn't look like any children are affected. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny. High clouds moving in, mild 73. Currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Six minutes after 8, high today 65. Sunny skies here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it looks a little partly cloudy out there right now. 303-713-1450. 7600. I'm really tempted to continue the conversation from just before we got into the news about the Olbermann commentary, and about the idea of using fear to get people to do what you want them to do, and about the idea of using fear to get you to get the electorate to react. And I'm curious if these ads that the RNC, that the Republican National Committee are running with Osama bin Laden and Zawahiri, if they will really in any way, shape, or form have any effect, and if people would turn around and whether they'll buy this idea again, that ratcheting up the fear will drive people to definitely vote Republican, or at least motivate the Republicans, motivate their base to get going and to get out there and vote. And I really don't know about a lot of you, but I'm so tired of being scared. It, not that I ever really was, but I'm just tired of the attitude that whenever we get into some kind of crucial situation, particularly an election or anything else that's going on, what inevitably happens is that this whole fear card gets played, and that fear ratchets up, or that fear rears its ugly head, and that suddenly that fear is such a motivator. And the fact that, well, we'll fight them over there when they start talking about Iraq instead of fighting them here, which is a tacit admission that you can't control the borders of the country, and that we don't have the proper things in place to make us safe. So we've got to go outside of our own bounds instead of hardening up our own country in order to keep us safe by doing that, by going outside of our own bounds. That idea, and the idea that, well, if we leave Iraq, they will follow us home. They will come here if we leave. And that there's always somebody out there trying to get you. Now, if it's not the terrorists, which, by the way, the White House's big thing here is about to change the course. Do we have that the Bartlett and the Bush clips here? Yeah, I want to play these before we run out of time here this morning. The first is Dan Bartlett responding to, I believe, CBS News about this whole stay the course thing. And then we'll play you an example of, in other words, the administration is now saying that they never, and George W. Bush said with George Stephanopoulos that he never said stay the course, that we never use that kind of terminology. So here's Bartlett's answer to that, and then I'll give you George Bush's very own words.
So, Mr. Bartlett, staying the course is no longer the operative strategy?
Well, Hannah, it's never been a stay-the-course strategy. Strategically, we think it's very important that we stay in Iraq and we win in Iraq, and if we were to cut and run and go and leave that country too early, it would be a disaster for American policy. But what we aren't doing is sitting there with our heads in the sand. We're completely changing and making tactical changes on a week-by-week basis as we respond to the enemy's reactions to our strategy.
All right, it has never been a stay-the-course strategy. Now, here's George W. Bush.
We will stay the course. We will complete the job in Iraq.
The second thing you do is you stay the course. But on the other hand, you also cannot be a president in a wartime and not realize that you got to stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course until the job is done, Steve. And the temptation is to try to get the president or somebody to put a timetable on the definition of getting the job done. We're just going to stay the course.
And my message today to those in Iraq is we'll stay the course.
People are going to want more of it, and that's why the president's determined to stay the course, April.
And that's why we're going to stay the course in Iraq. And that's why when we say something in Iraq, we're going to do it. And so we've got tough action in Iraq. But we will stay the course.
All right. I mean, even if you're conservative, just happen to dial into this radio station, even if you're conservative, even if you're moderate, and you think some of the things that are said here are too extreme, and I am not into getting on the air every single day and beating up George W. Bush, but you have to admit that what the White House is saying now and what they've said in the past is two different things. and that they have talked constantly about stay the course. And now they're claiming that they were never about stay the course. When I just gave you all of those quotes, those audio sound bites of George W. Bush talking about staying the course. So, if I fear anything, I fear the competency of the United States government to be able to protect us, to be open and honest with us, and to do the right thing, not only domestically here at home, but also around the world. But I don't fear Al-Qaeda coming to get me. And I know people would call up and say, well, you're not living in a post-9/11 world. You're not a realist. No, I think I am a realist. I think the best thing you can do, instead of being scared, is I think the best thing you can do is manage the situation and harden up the country and protect the country. We should have had those recommendations from the 9/11 Commission implemented, and they haven't been. Our borders are not secure. They should have been, and I'm talking about both borders now. I know there's a lot of focus on the southern border of this country, but I'm talking about also the northern border of this country and the ports and power stations and chemical plants and nuclear reactors. And if you turn around and you look at it, because of the kind of society that we live in, we're vulnerable in so many different ways. Does it mean we should run for the hills and be scared? Does it mean that every time an election comes along, whether it's the midterm elections, which are coming up in a couple of weeks, or whether it's the 08, which is coming up in a couple of years, that we should be cowered into fear and that we should be scared? I don't think that's what it's about. I think what we need to do is we need to react and get smart and fix these things. So that we don't have to feel this way. And that, along with the other thing I wanted to just say something about, which is divisiveness, which is the fact that we're so divisive. And there's a difference between having a passionate conversation and then being downright divisive. And this country is divided, and it's divisive, and the rhetoric is harsh, and it's sharp, and we divide ourselves along party lines, we divide ourselves along sexual orientation, we divide ourselves along religious lines, we divide ourselves along so many lines. Good Lord, how in the world, whatever happened to the idea that we're all Americans and that we love this country, and that if you face a time of crisis and you face a time of trouble, that what you end up doing is you stand shoulder to shoulder to try to solve these problems. That there's nothing wrong with dissension. There's nothing wrong with people not agreeing totally on the plan. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. We're not asking anybody, or at least I'm not asking anybody, to march lockstep forward in a world in where we all agree. But what about the divisiveness? And the totally irrelevant, rash, cruel statements. And I'm sure there are people on the left who do it, but I hear it more coming out of the right than I do any other place. I really do. And I think an example of this is this Limbaugh cut, which I've got, which I was going to save and play for Paul Waldman of Media Matters. And I will play it for him again, but I want to play it for you, too, so you hear it. Now, here's Michael J. Fox, who has Parkinson's disease, who runs a political ad for Claire McCaskill, who is running in Missouri. And Claire McCaskill is the Democratic candidate in Missouri for Senate, and she supports stem cell research. So Michael J. Fox cuts a campaign ad for her. And for those of us who haven't seen Michael J. Fox in a long, long time, This ad is very, 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 very shocking. And he makes his point. And here's Limbaugh's take on it. Check this out.
I must share this. I have gotten a plethora of emails from people saying Michael J. Fox has admitted in interviews that he goes off his medication for Parkinson's disease when he appears before Congress or other groups as a means of illustrating the ravages of the disease. So lest there be any misunderstanding, we talked about a half hour ago of the commercial that's running for Claire McCaskill featuring Michael J. Fox, and now what appears to be when he's off his meds. And I'd never seen him this way. I stated when I saw the ad was commenting to you about it that he's either off his medication or acting. He is an actor, after all. Started hearing from people that, oh no, I've seen him on TV this way. This is how the disease has affected him when he's not on his medications. Then the emails started coming in. He's admitted not to taking them in certain circumstances so as to illustrate how the disease affects people. All of which I understand, and I'm not even critical of that. Parkinson's disease is hideous. Let me just stress once again, and what I said in closing this out, that I think this is exploitative in a way that's unbecoming either Claire McCaskill or Michael J. Fox.
Now, why would that be exploitative? That he feels enough to go and cut an ad like that, and that he might be acting. This is the kind of shrillness and the divisive harshness that really leaves me cold. All right, anybody want to comment?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Stall vehicle, and that is slowing down the stretch between the Downing Street Bridge and University. Had a school bus crash at York and 21st to watch out for off the roadway. Doesn't look like any children are hurt. We also had a problem with signal lights flashing at County Line Road and South Colorado. Weather today, mostly sunny, looking like high clouds moving in, mild. 73, currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Contact your participating Nissan dealer today to get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup. Receive a complimentary inspection of your Nissan from the engine to the fuel tank during Nissan's October Car Care Clinic event. Nissan, genuine service and parts.
Liberal.
Right-winger.
Big spender.
Gun nut.
You voted for...
I did not.
Tired of mudslinging politicians. Tired of their lies. Then vote on Amendment 38, the Petition Rights Amendment. No petition ever lied to us. Petitions propose reforms to make things better. We can't stop those attack ads, but we can vote on ballot issues. Don't go negative with politicians. Be positive for petitions. Please vote on Amendment 38, the Petition Rights Amendment.
Made by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Show.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans,
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
This year, every vote counts. Who are you going to vote for? In AM 760's Progressive Radio Star Contest, the finalists competed.
I am your host.
Welcome to our show.
And we threw him a curveball.
We have some callers coming in. The first is Max. He's online, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Next caller.
Who sounded best? Who deserves a talk show? You decide. Listen and vote now on AM760.net.
Twenty-three minutes after 8 o'clock, high today 65, sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And before we go to your phone calls here at 303-713-7600, let's talk to Congressional candidate Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo. And Bill, are you there? Bill?
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. All right. What's the latest development is that you're going to debate Tom Tancredo?
Right, right, but not your typical debate in front of actual people, because Tom's not so big on getting in front of actual people. So we're actually going to tape it here this morning, actually at about noon, and then it's going to be shown on Channel 12 tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Unbelievable. Why won't he do it in front of a crowd?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if anybody can explain this guy to me, I'd love to get the explanation. You know, I think there's two things. I think, number one, he doesn't really care about the people of Colorado, the district. You know, he doesn't come back here and talk to people or do meetings, and half the time when he has something scheduled, he doesn't show up for it anyway. So on one hand, I don't think he believes it's important for him to actually face people. And, you know, frankly, I think he doesn't want to be seen in public with me. I think that he doesn't want to acknowledge that we have a close race, and I think that he recognizes that he's in a tight fight, and he doesn't want to be face-to-face with me. I'd go as far as to say maybe he's afraid to do it. I don't know.
Mad Tommy Tancredo. You know he's in the current issue of Rolling Stone.
I saw that. And Esquire, too. He's making a name for himself. He's getting ranked in a couple of different bottom 10 polls.
Yeah, exactly. And they quote the National Review, which calls him an idiot.
Yeah, and the National Review being a very conservative news magazine.
So are you looking for? You're looking forward to your one and only shot with this guy?
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be that we've got. There's actually going to be a third candidate in there, and they're taping an hour. And I don't know if they're going to show the whole hour on the show. I mean, it's kind of a limited format, so we'll just sort of see how it goes. But I think we'll have fun with it. It'd be nice to actually get them pinned down on a stage.
But we don't know if we're going to be able to see the whole hour.
No, I'm not sure if they're going to show everything they're going to tape yet.
Hmm. All right. So we'll be able to see it tomorrow night on Channel 12.
Right. Absolutely.
Do you know what time?
8 o'clock tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Okay, that's going to be great. All right,
yeah.
plug your website.
Well, the website is winterforcongress.com. And you know, Jay, there's just all kinds of so-called experts out there saying this race is not close. And then you ask them, well, have you polled it? And they say, no, they haven't. So they don't really know what they're talking about. And everything we have says this is a very tight race, and so we need every bit of help we can get. We're not getting the national money, so folks, if you can make a donation, we need it, because we're right in this thing and got to stay up on radio and direct mail and all those things right to the end. So winterforcongress.com and help us out a little bit.
Well, I gave my donation to you yesterday.
You sure did, brother.
They'll call my house and ambush me. But I'm glad to do it. All right, man. It's good to hear your voice. We'll be checking out that debate on Channel 12, 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya. All right. There's Bill Winter. Go to his website, winterforcongress.com, and help him out. It's 26 minutes after 8, 303-713-7600, and we'll take your phone calls here. This is kind of a weird hour. I just started talking about the fear card and about playing the fear card and about people getting upset. And then I also played the I also got in the whole subject of divisivity and of the nastiness of things out there. And I don't know how many of you get tired of that. I definitely get tired of it. I really do. And I'm sure there are people on the left who do it. And I've had my moments of it, and I try not to. I try to stay away from it as much as I possibly can. Every once in a while, if you're a human, you slip. But I try to keep it on the up and up. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm calling on the Michael J. Fox, okay? Check with your doctor, and he could explain it to you better than I can now. But with Parkinson's, people on their medication, it goes so far, and then the symptoms really start kicking in, and they take them off all medications for several weeks, and then start again. It's like a dramatic change. Anyway, I know that enters into his treatment too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but check with your doctor. And
again, well, I don't need to check with my doctor.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I wouldn't make a comment about somebody like that, like Limbaugh made.
Yeah.
About having Parkinson's disease. I mean, I just wouldn't do it. I'm not that desperate.
I agree with you. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Bye. Let's go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You were mentioning earlier about why things have become so divisive in this country, and my take on that is that it's scorched earth policy of the neocons and the people in power, the push the ball. You see it everywhere from the Congress that was willing to use the nuclear option to try to prevent the Democrats from bringing bills to the House, the way they changed all the rules so that government can't function like it's normally supposed to. The gerrymandering that's been going on nationwide to try and lock in special interest districts to certain, you know, groups that make them safe. We've seen tactics in the last, say, 8 years that haven't been seen in politics since our beginning. And when you have one group that doesn't want to play, and that's what it comes down to, is the Republicans don't want a bipartisan participation. They want total control. And when you have a group that doesn't want to play fair, that doesn't want to participate, it's not really possible to go out there and be bipartisan and survive. And I really think that the vast amount of blame has to go to the right wing on this, in just from the fact that all these tactics that we've seen recently come up that were never in place before. I mean, certainly Democrats have shown that given enough time, you know, they're capable of being as bad a leader or as bad at running the government as anybody. But we've never seen tactics like we see now. And I think that the Republicans' plan all along has been to shut them out, and you can't run government that way. Well, how else are we supposed to be but divisive under those circumstances?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is really true. I don't think you can run it that way. I really don't. I don't think you can run it by being thuggish. I don't think you can run it by shutting out one side. I don't think you can run it by by pushing people around. I don't think you can run it by fear and intimidation.
You and Ed and Al, you hear often the idea that, you know, we encourage debate. And I think that cannot be said of the current group in power. They don't encourage debate. They want to squelch debate. They want an autocracy. They want one rule by one group of people, and if you don't agree with them, your voice is silenced. And they've done everything they could to create that. And under those circumstances, how can you be nonpartisan? How can you not be divisive? I mean, for God's sake, Jay, what they've done is getting people killed. I can't pretend that there's a way out of that for me that makes sense.
Yeah, I listen, in a lot of ways, no, not in a lot of ways. Listen, I agree with you 100%, and I think that they're way, I think that they way overstep, overreact. They are extremely thuggish. They're extremely divisive. You know, they go to the scare card every chance, the fear card, every chance they can play it. They're playing it again. That's all Oberman was trying to say in that commentary, is that they're doing it, and,
right.
and they have nothing to back up their boasts and their claims, and it's, you hopefully, if you hope that people are going to stand up and that they're going to see through all of this stuff and they're going to go, all right, enough's enough.
That's the key. That's the key. The divisiveness will stop when these people stop playing those tactics. When they start saying, okay, look, it takes both sides to run this country and to run it correctly. When they stop playing that crap, that's when the divisiveness will stop.
Yep. I. You know what? I agree 100%. Sean, thank you, man.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Great call.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 8:32. Actually, it's 8:33. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we've had a lot of issues this morning for I-25. That one we had northbound 25 north of 6th Avenue looks like it's out of traffic, but it's still very heavy and steady back to Logan Street. On the opposite side, a saw was creating a snag southbound between Downing Street and University. No real change out of Thornton North Glen either, and, of course, we're getting very crowded into downtown now both directions. If you're in Boulder, a wreck 96th and Valmont is affecting that intersection. The turnpike's still jamming from Sheridan to I-20.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary saw palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Should I be? Good morning, 836. It's 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 65, and it's good to have you along. Here's a little listener feedback. Jay, I've got to comment on the Oberman thing. Jay, don't play the hate game with the Republicans. You only make yourselves look bad. It's not in your nature. Getting back to Oberman, to quote you, Jay, two wrongs don't make a right. Oberman should have been defending the CNN sniper piece rather than using it as an excuse to vent his righteous anger against the Bush White House. Stop dodging the pertinent questions of the day. Was the CNN sniper piece in bad taste or not? Were they helping the Iraqi insurgency? Al-Qaeda wasn't the liberal media, CNN, exploiting those snuff videos to boost ratings? Answers the questions, Jay, as far as the remains of the WTC site, Jay, get real. If the Democrats were in power, they wouldn't have located those remains either. You, sir, and your ilk are the ones exploiting the 9/11 tragedy to your own ends. how do you answer a guy like that? How do you answer a guy like that? I mean, you know what? For you, sir, for you, pal, you guys are the ones that are in power. And so it's always the same game, shifted around. Well, now, Jay, you know damn well if a Democrat was... But we're not talking about Democrats being in power. We're talking about the fact, and Oberman was talking about the fact, that the Republicans are in power. We're not talking about the rights and wrongs of what a free press does in the United States of America. What we're talking about is the fact that two Republican congressmen come out and that they criticize CNN and Michael Ware for those videos, for those reports. Then they themselves turn back around and run in and operate in the same kind of fear and the same kind of fear motive. Same kind of fear type operation using footage of Al-Qaeda. Only they're not doing it to sell commercials. They're doing it to scare people. We're not exploiting 9/11. Nobody I know of is exploiting 9/11 to the guy who wrote that in. We're just pointing out. We're just pointing out exactly what it is that's going on in this country. That's all we're doing. And the fact is that you guys have had the rhetoric, but you haven't lived up to it. You've talked the talk, but you have not walked the walk. Let's go to Shirley in Parker. Shirley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I just want to make a couple comments. Well, actually, Bush has been exploiting 9/11 ever since it happened, in my opinion. The Rush Limbaugh piece, my sister has Parkinson's disease, and it's a progressive disease. It doesn't get any better. Medication can only do so much, and I think he's the most disgusting person there is. To say those things about Michael J. Fox, when I know it's not true, that he's acting, I mean, anybody that's been around people, it just makes me sick. And he's a big old liar, that's all he is.
Yeah, he is. You're right. He distorts the facts whenever it fits his advantage.
Right. So I just wanted to get that across. And one other thing, I heard on TV the other day, I can't remember what program, that Hillary Clinton voted for that torture bill. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm really shocked. I didn't know she would go along with that. I didn't know if you
were... There are a lot of senators who did, including our own Senator Salazar.
Yeah, I know Salazar did, but I didn't think she'd go along with that, Emily. Surprised. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks. All right, Shirley. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Doug in Lakewood. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy Tuesday, Jay.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Good. Just a couple of things. I was reading after seeing Michael J. Fox. In fact, I thought that was one of the most powerful ads that I've seen all season. You saw it, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a fact check that was done by the New Republic based on Limbaugh's comments. And in essence, what they found talking to a doctor at University of Maryland Medical Center is that the medications do not make you shake the way you saw him moving his head around. The medications actually make you into like a stiff kind of frozen form. So, I mean, it's not even close to reality when he says that he's acting in that.
This guy, and all of them over there do, seem to misstate facts and lie on a regular basis, and for the most part, they seem to get away with it.
Yeah. Now the other thing I was going to point out to you, on the topic that you're discussing around this polarization that they go for, that is a strategy that the GOP has employed in this entire 6 years that this president's been in office.
Yep, I agree.
And there's an excellent editorial in the paper yesterday in New York Times, Paul Krugman. Did you see that?
Yes, and I read it, too.
Yeah, that's the one I'd point everybody to when you talk about this issue. We can't play nice with these people. We really can't play nice with these people because it's their objective to polarize.
Yeah, what Krugman said yesterday makes a lot of sense. But, you know, I think there's a difference between... I don't think you have to do what they do, but I think what you have to do is you have to stand up and point out in a very public manner about how they're wrong and about how they're distorting the facts, such as what you know you and I were just doing here with Limbaugh, and that when or I did earlier with the whole thing about George W. Bush saying, "Well, we never were stay the course," and then I, you know, play all the clips. We just have to stand up, and we have to call them out on all this stuff.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that we have to get on the air and say, well, you know, a bunch of knuckle-dragging neocon, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you can say, hey, that's just not right. That's just not right at all. And, you know, you made the assertion. Now, kindly back it up. Kindly show me where you got your facts that back up the statement that you just made.
Right, which you'll never find.
Well, and if they can't produce it, then we have to assume that they don't know what they're talking about.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's how I look at it. If you can't back up what you say, I mean, everybody's allowed to have opinions. Everybody's allowed to have conjecture. Everybody interprets facts. And as Daniel Point, Patrick Moynihan says, you have a right to the, you know, to your opinion. You don't have a right to your own facts. I think the facts on the ground, for instance, in Iraq show that things are not going well there.
No, and they're not going to get better in the
no.
near term.
And so as much as people try to say it is, it isn't.
No. Hey, while I've got you on the line, I just recently read a book, and I know that you do a lot of reading. I want to recommend it to you. You know who George Lakoff is.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
He has a new little paperback book called Thinking Points. It's a progressive's manual. And he talks in that book about framing the issues and talking about how we should refer to the various things that we present as progressive platform. And I really would recommend it to you.
Well, I'll definitely check it out.
Came out in the last couple of weeks.
I'll definitely check it out. You should also, let me recommend a book to you. Read the Frank Rich book.
Right.
Greatest story ever sold.
Right.
It's a wonderful book.
The one thing that I know that Lakoff does that I appreciate is that we should never be referring to this as a war in Iraq. It should be called the occupation in Iraq, because that's what it really is.
Well, whatever you want to call it, I mean, how I look at it is we've got to stop lying to ourselves about it.
Yep.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think people have, from both sides of the political aisle, have got to come forward here, and they're starting to. They're starting to on the other side. You've got more and more senators now that are speaking out. And the Bush administration is signaling that they're trying to look for some way out. That we have to understand and we have to admit to ourselves that, one, we went out on false pretenses. Two, the execution was bad. And three, this is probably going to turn out to be one of the biggest foreign policy blunders this country's ever committed.
I agree.
All right, man, thanks for calling. Call me again.
You bet. Talk
okay.
to you later.
See ya. It's 8:45, 15 away from 9 here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, Jay, we are starting to see some recovery across the city. At least we don't have any major collision hotspots right now. We did have a wreck off the highway southbound Santa Fe. Two-car right at I-25. Looks like most of the problems that we've had throughout the morning along I-25 have been cleared. So now we're just dealing with all of the slowing from those problems. I-25 for sure around the Downing Street Bridge toward University. That was southbound and northbound I-25 Logan Street Bridge to Santa Fe. Boulder Turnpike really heavy for us still. Both directions, westbound at Sheridan, eastbound. Down at Federal as you come into the city. We did have a wreck also at 96th and Valmont if you're actually in Boulder. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, high clouds, mild 73, currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is celebrating its earliest opening in its 60-year history and one of the longest ski seasons in North America. Skiers and riders can enjoy...
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
303-252-4444 and tune in to The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 760.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the time.
Now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 8:51. It's 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today is 65. Sunny skies coming up after 9 o'clock. Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America, will check the pulse of the nation's media. Right now, though, we're talking about polarization. We're talking about the campaign. We're talking about the Oberman clip. We're just talking about a lot of stuff here. 303-713-7600. Here's John in Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to correct your previous caller talked about Parkinson's with Michael Fox.
And actually, he's got the imagery reversed. Parkinson's is a destructor of nerve impulses. And if you do not take your medication, you become very dead, very zombie-like, very, you know, blank. You don't have the ability to respond at all, or to actually you'd have not have the ability to even speak at all, or speak with any kind of degree of animation at all. When you take your medications, you now have those abilities, but because the nervous problem comes up, you do the shaking and the twitching of the head and the turning and the shaking of the hands. So the only way he was capable of doing that ad is that he was on his medications, but his medications, which make the nerves work, also make the twitching and the jerking and the movements that are so animated.
Well, you heard what Limbaugh had to say about it.
Yeah, well, Limbaugh, to quote Al Franken, Limbaugh is a big, fat idiot.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Jay, do you know the website Daily Costs?
Oh, yeah, I read it every day.
There was a great, great thing on there last night about why fighting them over there simply doesn't work. You know, fighting them over there, so we don't fight them over here.
Oh, yeah, it's a false argument.
It was a great little piece. It was only about a page long, but it gave three absolutely wonderful reasons why. They call it the flypaper theory. If you somehow have a battle over there, all the flies are going to go into the same place.
Right.
He says, if you got rats in your own house and you dump your garbage in somebody's backyard next door, all the rats are not going to go to the garbage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was a great piece. If you got a chance to get back to that one, look it up. I copied it down last night. It was absolutely a tremendous piece on that stupid, stupid argument.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out today. If it's posted there at night, chances are, because of my schedule, I usually miss it. But I'll definitely check it out this afternoon when I get home.
It was one of the, you know, they usually list about 8 or 10 really good posts. They just give you a Joe Blow posted on such and such, and there's about 10 of those that they refer you to, and if you click on that when you cross over, you get it.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna check it out, and it is. It's a totally ridiculous argument. It's ridiculous along with the idea that, well, if we leave, they'll follow us here.
Yeah, well,
that's another one.
I wrote a scenario one time that said if I was a 20-year-old Iraqi, you know, whose father had been killed or whatever, and I have an uncle who gives me $5,000, I could be in this country with a book of matches, and I could burn the western United States all by my little lonesome. And it doesn't take me or an M16. You can't fight it with a Humvee or a helmet. One person has got the ability to come over here. And what that, I used to say, I don't know what that tells me, except that we don't understand the war on terrorism. And I finally figured it out. It tells me that the war on terrorism is kind of a joke. The real answer is we need the law and order approach. We need espionage. We need the phone taps, legally, of course, but we need the phone taps. We need the infiltration. We need the CIA. We need cooperation between all the police agencies of the world. That's the only way we're going to fight and prevent those kind of things from happening, because a Humvee and an M16 over in Iraq is not going to do a thing for the one disgruntled person who's got a few resources.
No, and it hit me last night when I was looking at all of that going on. Why didn't we go over there and just put the Iraqis to work? Give them all jobs.
Yeah, well, I would say hire a contractor, you know, a small contractor, you know, some guy from Brush. Hire him. He hires five people. We give them $125,000 each to go over there. You go to a village, you supply them with money. They build a hospital. When they're done, they hand the keys to the head of a village. In the meantime, they've hired 50 Iraqis. We've solved part of our employment problem. We've solved their complete employment problem. And every time you're done, you hand the keys to the village head and you go to the next village.
I mean, if you're over there and you're unemployed, like a lot of them are, and you've got nothing going on, that's like an open door to get involved in the insurgency, because you're unhappy. You're unhappy with the failure of delivery of goods and services. I mean, they can't even pick up trash in some parts of Baghdad. They leave bodies laying in the street because they don't want to pick them up and get shot, being identified as being a Sunni or a Shiite. It just seems to me that we could have done. I mean, we could have done so much more
for the amount of money we put in there. We could have gone in as a peaceful force, rebuilt the entire country, left with the goodwill of the whole Arab country, you know, the whole Arab nation, and done it for a lot less money without anybody dying or with very few people dying. We did, sure, there would have been people taking pot shots at us even under the best of conditions, but not like it is.
But you don't go in there and throw all those people into unemployment and then say, tough, rough it out.
Yeah, particularly send in the army, you know, make the whole army unemployed, but send them home with their guns.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another, well, it's another thing. Or let them, yeah, you know, loot ammo caches. I mean, all of the stuff that has gone on there, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. That's why when I was talking about earlier, when I was talking about Nancy Pelosi's viewpoint about no impeachment, and I'm not saying we should impeach Bush, but there's a big part of me, man, that wants some people held responsible for this huge mess we've made here.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, also on America Blog last night, they chose Angie Piccioni as their person of the day.
Oh, good.
And they encouraged people, and they raised over $20,000 of online pledging or online credit card money.
Good.
Last night, in 24 hours, they raised over $20,000.
Good. I don't see in any way, shape, or form how anybody can vote for Marilyn Musgrave. Hey, John, thanks, man.
You bet. Have a good one, Jake.
All right, talk to you. Coming up, we'll talk to Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America, and then go to open phones and take more of your calls.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
A billiards room, a home theater room, a playroom, maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
There's no good time for a cold. So when you feel one coming on, get over it three times faster with Zicam. Like Richard Sosnovi, a real Zicam user.
Everyone's got goals and dreams. Mine was to run the New York Marathon a week before I came down with a cold. I called my buddy John. He didn't hesitate for a second. Zicam.
When taken at the first sign, homeopathic Zicam cold remedy swabs are clinically proven to get you over your cold three times faster.
Thank you, Zicam, for making this dream come true.
At the first sign of a cold, take Zicam and get over it three times faster.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The high cost of a higher education. CBS's John Harchie has the latest painful numbers for parents and students.
The cost of a public four-year college is up 6.3% this year to
$5,836.
The College Board's Sandy Baum says adjusted for inflation, that's the smallest increase in 6 years. At private schools, the average tuition rose just under 6% to $22,218. But many students don't pay the full tab.
Two-thirds of full-time college students receive grant aid to help them pay.
Trouble is, college costs are rising faster than financial aid, so students are left footing more of the bill. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
What about teaching boys and girls separately? New federal guidelines that take effect next month would let local schools set up same-sex classrooms for certain subjects, grade levels, or entire schools. Minneapolis teacher Judy Gitt says it's something that could work.
There are differences in behavior modes, there's differences in learning modes, and it would be better able to target the particular mode of the particular sex of the kid that you're teaching.
Critics say the idea, if used widely, might breed second-class citizens. New timetables unveiled in Iraq by the top U.S. general and American ambassador. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest.
General George Casey admitted the situation is difficult and will likely remain so for some time.
We will succeed in Iraq, but it will take patience, courage,
and resolve.
He said if the Iraqis meet their timeline to achieve an agreement on sharing oil revenues and disbanding militias, the violence will lessen and Iraqi security forces will be able to assume control. But even the U.S. ambassador here admits it's a difficult transition for Iraq and the new government here faces some tough decisions. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Chicago, long the butt of jokes about political corruption, is in the throes of a real serious issue involving people who registered to vote online. A watchdog group hacked onto a website getting access to social security numbers and other info. Tom Leach with the Chicago Board of Elections is investigating.
We're calling in an outside computer forensic expert to look at the system and, more importantly, to examine the logs to make sure there had been no other hacking. Okay, and we can tell that by the logs.
So far, it's not thought any information was compromised. Look for a new line of meat labels with the words animal compassionate, making it clear the animal was raised humanely before slaughter. New York chicken seller Steve Gold is sold on it.
We care about what we do, and we make certain demands on our growers also that they must follow our passion and beliefs in how chickens must be raised.
Whole Foods Market is rolling out the new meat line, other chains likely to follow suit. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 7, the NASDAQ off 10. This is CBS News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now. 800-233-4985. That's 800-233-4985. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-233-4985. 800-233-4985. That's 800-233-4985.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's amnesia patient, a.k.a. Al, is back home in Olympia, Washington. His name, Jeff Ingram. He was reunited with his fiancée after he was recognized over the weekend. Friday, of course, he made a plea to the media.
I'm just asking for help to find out who I really am and find out who my family is and find out who my friends are.
He still has no memories before waking up September 10th. The Denver man who shot his girlfriend in the face a year ago, Christmas Eve, has been sentenced to the maximum.
They gathered at his home for the evening, and he came into the bedroom with a shotgun and literally shot her point blank.
Lynn Kimbrough with the Denver DA says Thomas McBride was sentenced to 48 years for the shooting. Martha Clark survived the shooting and has had extensive reconstruction surgery. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not a bad wrap-up to the morning. No new issues, at least, for either I-25 or I-70. Both still busy, however, in the usual pockets, including past downtown. We do have a new wreck off the highway, York at East 23rd. It's involving a bus, and it looks like some phone lines are taken down in the process, so you want to steer clear of that. Wreck cleanup also for Boulder at 96th and Valmont. We've had a nice ride along the turnpike this morning. No late morning problems. Normal congestion eastbound Federal to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today looking like it's going to be mostly...
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Good morning, 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. High today is 65 under sunny skies, although it looks cloudy out there to me. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's time for our look at what goes on around the country media-wise with Media Matters for America's Paul Waldman. And you can check out their great website at mediamatters.org. And Paul, good morning and welcome to, back to the program.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I understand Jameson is under the weather.
He is, so I am pinch-hitting today.
What is the deal? Has he got the flu or something?
Oh, I don't know. We've got him quarantined. There's guys in hazmat suits. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, should have taken those flu shots. All right, we had talked about this earlier in the hour, but I want to play it again, and I want to talk about it again. So let's listen to the Rush Limbaugh cut on Michael J. Fox.
I must share this. I have gotten a plethora of emails from people saying Michael J. Fox has admitted in interviews that he goes off his medication for Parkinson's disease when he appears before Congress or other groups as a means of illustrating the ravages of the disease. So lest there be any misunderstanding, we talked about a half hour ago of the commercial that's running for Claire McCaskill featuring Michael J. Fox, and now what appears to be when he's off his meds. And I'd never seen him this way. I stated when I saw the ad was commenting to you about it that he's either off his medication or acting. He is an actor, after all. Started hearing from people that, oh no, I've seen him on TV this way. This is how the disease has affected him when he's not on his medications. Then the email started coming in. He's admitted not to taking them in certain circumstances so as to illustrate how the disease affects people. All of which I understand, and I'm not even critical of that. Parkinson's disease is hideous. Let me just stress once again in what I said in closing this out that I think this is exploitative in a way that it's unbecoming either Claire McCaskill or Michael J. Fox.
You want to comment on that?
Well, you know, I think it's indicative of something that is sort of characteristic of a certain kind of mindset that Rush Limbaugh represents. You know, Michael J. Fox cuts an ad for Claire McCaskill, and he's doing so for a couple of other candidates on the issue of stem cell research. And since he's supporting a Democrat and opposing a Republican, as far as Rush Limbaugh is concerned, that makes him the enemy. And that means that you can say anything about him, and if it's apparent that he's, you know, that his Parkinson's is progressing, then he must be just acting, or he must be faking it. And you know, there really is just sort of no line that someone like Limbaugh isn't willing to cross. The world is divided into enemies and friends. And if you support a Democrat or you oppose a Republican, then you must be the enemy. If it's on a matter of war, then you must be supporting the terrorist and you must be a traitor. If you're talking about a disease that you have, then you must be faking it. And he can't accept, and I think this is true of a lot of people on the right, he can't accept for a moment the idea that somebody who has a different opinion than him might be doing so out of a good faith and might just have a genuine difference of opinion and not some kind of sinister hidden agenda, or you know, that they don't love their country or whatever it is. So you know, it's to hear Limbaugh talk about this may be despicable, but it's not all that surprising.
No, because he's done this kind of stuff before, but it always gets to the point where just when you think that he's not going to go any farther, he turns around and does it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that, you know, this isn't the last time that something like this is going to happen, that he'll say something that is just so offensive that everyone, even lots of his own listeners, kind of rise up in arms, which appears to be what happened in this case. You know, he said that, and then he got a lot of emails from people who were his own fans, you know, telling him that he had gone too far, and so he sort of backtracked a little bit. But, you know, I'm sure that in a week or two we'll hear something else that's just as disgusting from him.
Yeah, and you and I have had conversations about how those talking heads on the right seem to revel in that kind of extreme behavior.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, there's lots of different things that appear on talk radio, but I think that a lot of those conservative hosts feel that what they have to do is to be kind of as out there as possible, to be the most extreme, to be the most hateful, and that will get them audiences. And in some cases, they're right. It does. It attracts controversy. You know, if you listen to someone like Michael Savage, it's appalling the kind of hate that gets spewed out on his radio show every day. And, you know, they believe that that's a formula for success, and there are media companies and programmers that are willing to put that on, you know, in pursuit of a dollar. But hopefully there are a lot of other kinds of ways of approaching it that also get people to listen and get an audience and make money for a radio station.
Michael Weiner, better known as Michael Savage. All right, let's talk about somebody else who... How can he have the job he has and not read the newspapers or consume any kind of media in order to know that polls indicate one thing and yet he keeps saying another? Chris Matthews claims Republicans know from polls that terrorism and taxes are their strengths, whether current polls back that up or not.
Yes, now this is something of a contradiction. The Republicans know from the polls that terrorism and taxes are their strengths, but the current polls don't actually back that up. So do they know that or do they not know that? And if they know that, aren't they wrong? But, you know, Chris Matthews is one of those people who is a great admirer of the political acumen of the Republican Party. And I think that that's true of the Washington Press Corps generally, not only pundits but also straight objective reporters. They have believed for a long time that Republicans are winners, that they're smart and that they know how to run campaigns, and the Democrats are losers and stupid and always mess things up. And so even confronted with evidence that doesn't seem to be the case right now, a lot of them have trouble believing it. And so you see someone like Chris Matthews who just can't seem to get his head around the idea that the polls actually show that Democrats are preferred by pretty wide margins when it comes to taxes. When you ask people, you know, which party do you think that will do a better job on taxes, Democrats are up by 10, 15 points. And even on terrorism, where the polls either show that the two parties are even or that the Democrats have a slight advantage, that just blows the conventional wisdom out of the water to an extent that some people like Chris Matthews just can't even contemplate it. And even with even while admitting that that's what the polls show, they insist that it must not really be true and that the Republicans must know that terrorism is their strength and it'll work to their advantage. But it doesn't seem to be the case anymore.
And he keeps repeating it week after week on that Sunday show of his, but he keeps repeating it daily on MSNBC.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what will happen if, you know, if things go the way they appear to be going in the election and Democrats actually win one or both houses. Are those people like Chris Matthews going to sort of begin to wonder whether or not Republicans really are these sort of master tacticians that do everything right and never make a mistake, and the Democrats are losers who can't do anything right? Are they going to begin to reevaluate that or not? Or are they just going to sort of go back to the way they were thinking and say, well, it was just a matter of circumstance, or it was just because things didn't go well in Iraq, but Democrats really are still losers, and they'll screw everything up, and the Republicans are winners who will do everything right in the end and come out on top. I don't know. We'll have to see whether they reevaluate the conventional wisdom after the election.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you he flip-flops. I bet you that he flips, just like he did on the Iraq War. I mean, he's not very pro-war now, and he talks about how it's a mess, but in the beginning, he was all for it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's something to that, I think, that when that there are certain people who kind of cozy up to whoever's in charge. And right now, the Republicans are in charge in Washington. They, you know, they control everything. But when that is no longer the case, you know, it's perfectly possible that Democrats could take both houses 2 weeks from now, and then they could take the White House in 2008. And would you then see people like Chris Matthews cozying up to the Democrats because they're in charge? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think he will. I think that would be something that he would do. 916, 16 after 9, Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America. This is MediaMatters.org on the line with us. CNN's Crowley dredges up anti-democratic cliches, asserts if Democrats do sweep into power this year, it will be through no fault of their own.
Well, this is another great example. Like, I think Candy Crowley, there may be nobody on the air who displays as much contempt for Democrats as she does.
That's all right. I have a lot of contempt for her.
So she aired this report the other day that was just a sort of string of those cliches about how the Democrats can't do anything right, and it's only because Republicans are making mistakes now that they actually have a chance to win. Now, the truth is, actually, the Democrats have done a lot of things right. You think if people who know what's going on in Washington know that particularly Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, but also Howard Dean and Rahm Emanuel, a lot of these Democratic leaders have been very smart about what they've done in the last year or two. And yet there's a lot of people like Andy Crowley who can't seem to appreciate that. I know that tonight on CNN there's going to be, I think, an hour-long thing, a report by Candy Crowley about how Democrats are a bunch of big losers. Now, granted, they're also doing a couple of stories about how Republicans have screwed things up in this week-long series that CNN is doing. But, she's somebody who has been so consistent in showing that she thinks that Democrats are just a bunch of idiots, frankly, that it really makes you wonder what will happen after November 7th if they actually turn out to come out on top.
Yeah, it does. It makes you wonder what in the world she's going to end up doing. All right, let's get into one last thing here. Nancy Pelosi. Suddenly now she's become a target, and the conservative media is all over Nancy Pelosi.
They absolutely are, and they're trying to push this idea that this is Nancy Pelosi is what you should really be afraid of. And what we've seen when looking at this, this came up because we saw that Matt Lauer on the Today Show said that Nancy Pelosi was controversial. And we stopped and said, well, wait a second, why does Matt Lauer think that Nancy Pelosi is controversial? And then we found out that there's a lot of conservative commentators who have been pushing this idea that somehow Americans really don't like her, that she really is an unpopular figure. We saw that Britt Hume on Fox said that she's not a popular figure, a respected figure nationally. Fred Barnes in the Weekly Standard actually said that she's the most unpopular politician in America. Well, of course, the most unpopular politicians in America are George Bush and Dick Cheney. The fact about Nancy Pelosi is that most Americans don't have any idea who she is.
Right, exactly.
And so she's not unpopular because nobody knows her. Now, frankly, after November 7th, there's a pretty good chance she's going to be on the cover of Time and Newsweek and people are going to start to get to know her. And then maybe she will become controversial or maybe she won't. But at the moment, despite what some conservatives are saying, she's not somebody who inspires a lot of anger and hatred from the American public. And that's why I think the attacks they've been trying to make on her seem to be falling flat.
Yeah, people may know about her now a little bit more because of 60 Minutes, because she was on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, but you're basically right. I mean, for the average person who doesn't watch those shows, she's really a virtually unknown, and there's no assurance that she'll become the Speaker of the House. I mean, I think Murtha wants that too, so she's going to have to, to run up against him. And it's like all of a sudden she's like this lightning rod that they've created. And I'm like you. I don't think it gets any mileage at all. I think it goes nowhere.
No, I don't think so. But there's one more thing I should note. Sean Hannity said that there are things in life worth fighting and dying for, and one of them is making sure that Nancy Pelosi doesn't become the Speaker. So he's ready to strap on the guns and go out to fight against this possibility. But, she's a pretty smart politician, and I'm doubtful that even after she becomes Speaker, they're going to be able to successfully get a lot of people to hate her in the way they'd like to.
Yeah, I would agree. Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and check it out for yourself. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 65. Sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Jan in Denver. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I am a volunteer member of MoveOn.org Political Action Committee. We have opened an office in Denver, and we have opened a phone bank. And as you know, this 2006 election is an unbelievable, critical election for us. And being an off-year election, we have issues with a lot of Democrats and a lot of progressives who just don't go out and vote because they think, well, it's not a presidential election, or they're frustrated, or they're angry, or whatever reason. We got a lot of people out there that we need to get out to vote. And what MoveOn has done is that they're inviting anyone who wants to help us motivate. We've got a system where we're calling into critical districts to get the vote out, to get those people to go out and make a difference. We need to take back at least 15 seats in the House and 6 in the Senate to get rid of this one-party system, and the only way we're going to do it is getting people out there and getting the numbers up, and we're already seeing the change. So we've got 2 weeks. We need lots of volunteers. We need lots of help. So we're asking anybody who wants to help us to run, don't walk, to the new office for Move On. We're at 2501 15th Street, just west of Lodo in that newly rehabbed area, that Platte River Lodo area. And if they have any questions, they can call also at 720-855-7056. But we need volunteers to help us make these calls. We've got millions of calls to make. We've got a lot of people to get excited, to encourage, and we've got to win the Congress back, and we've got to win the country back. So that's what we're asking, and I thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, repeat the address again if people want to come down there.
Okay, it's 2501 15th Street. It is Suite 1B. That's in that area across from Dakota Loft by Brothers Bar, that whole area, newly redeveloped area across the river in West Lodo area.
Okay, and the phone number again.
Okay, the phone number is 720-855-7056. And I'll tell you, Josh and Kate and all the people down there would be happy. They would love you to call, love you to come help, join the excitement, join the fun. There's a feeling there, there's an energy there that you can't match anywhere. And we need to get that going, and we need to get that energy out to the polls and out to those people who are just laying back saying, I'm not going to be able to make a difference. Well, you can. And if you can make the difference and you can go and fight for us and win back our country, because we got to do it, we got to get back to at least a two-party system and get the checks and balances back.
You know what? I would agree 100%. Jan, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Sure, you bet. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Barbara in Fort Collins. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I am so concerned about the voting machines and what's going to happen. This woman from MoveOn.org is talking about getting everyone out. I have no doubt that the Democrats, we are going to be voting for the Democrats. But if the machines are flawed and we have a corrupt system, where my belief is they're going to do everything they could possibly do, especially for this election, because they do not want to see us take over, because then we're going to be able to unravel all of the corruption and take them down. So what do we do again? I mean,
vote absentee.
Right, but we sat by in 2000.
Vote absentee.
Okay, so do we have guarantees that those will be counted?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and even if we vote absentee, Jay, my question to you is, if the night of elections that we don't take over the House and Senate, what can we do to stand up and say we're not going to take this anymore?
Well, I'm not going to worry about that now. I mean, I'm going to worry about that if and when we arrive there, but I don't know if we have a chance of taking over the Senate, but I think we got a good chance of getting the House, and I'm trying to work as hard as I can for that, and I'm going to try to be positive and go for it rather than worrying about what's going to happen at that point.
Okay. And I just want to say one other thing. I have a suggestion that Barack Obama and Wesley Clark as a ticket.
That wouldn't be bad.
Wesley Clark could come in and really bring morale back to the military, and I just think that would be a great ticket.
Yeah. You know what? I like Wesley Clark a lot, and I also like Barack Obama a lot. So I'm on that page with you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See you
later. Hopefully we'll win. Thank you.
I think we will.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Yeah, vote absentee. I got my absentee ballot. You can get yours. So coming up on 9:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. Right now, we'll look at traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, not too bad as we round it out. We have a lot of activity in the area of York at East 23rd. A crash involving a bus there took out some phone lines as well at the intersection of 21st. So it's a good area to avoid. No late morning collisions. We do have some congestion still along southbound 225 through the Tech Center, I-25 past downtown. Want to keep in mind, if you're headed up for your mountain drive, US 6 still off limits again today between 119 and 58. You can use either I-70 or the Central City Parkway around it.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. Abbott Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Towards your next vehicle, but it's not going to last forever. It's going to end here at the end of October. So if you're going to take advantage of it at Rocky's Autos, you got to do it now. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. It's also a great time to shop for an all-new all-wheel drive vehicle or a front-wheel drive vehicle or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. And they have got a primo selection. Over 600 clean late model used vehicles. These are just absolutely the best, and it's a proven fact. When you buy a new car, you get the smell, you get the whole thing, but when you drive off the lot, you get hit monetarily. Well, why not let somebody else suffer that pain, and then you can take advantage of it by getting a vehicle at Rocky's, and you don't have to suffer it yourself. Rocky's is always getting into the holiday mood, and right now they've got free jack-o'-lanterns, free pumpkins for you and the family. Every Rocky's customer can take home a free pumpkin, absolutely free, whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car. Get out there and see my friends, the Al Shearer brothers, Tom and Marv. Go out there and see Spanky. Go out there and see Fred Labrato or Jason Mains or just any of the people who are working out there. They're just all really good people. And you can see Rocky's Autos online at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Stevie, handles that. Go to rockiesautos.com and see the inventory as well. Rocky's Autos open tonight until 9, family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out. They're good folks. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And don't forget to get that free pumpkin.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34, 34 minutes after 9, high today 65. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. The show available podcast, am760.net. Streaming at am760.net, or you can send to IMs at am760.net. Let's go to, it's open phone. Let's go to Rick on the cell phone. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good to hear your voice again. I haven't heard you for a while.
No, thanks.
Hey, I'm loving this. You know, the Republicans are doing a great job of contributing greatly to their own demise. This old playbook they use where they blame Bill Clinton for everything, blame anything that is not fitting within their little box of ideas. It's great, because what's going to happen is guys like Rush Limbaugh, Tom Rosen, or John Rosen, all these guys, they're spreading such hate and discontent and making the American public see that this is the party of hate. I mean, saying those horrible things about Michael J. Fox, I remember years ago on when Rush Limbaugh was still on TV, and he something happened, someone had burned a photo of the president or something. He went on his show and burned a picture of Jesse Jackson for no good reason. Sinead O'Connor was involved in this thing.
Right, right.
I mean, this guy, he is unbelievable. And people follow this clown, which, I mean, I think Mr. and Miss America are really getting tired of the divisiveness, the hatred, and the just, if you don't agree with George Bush and what his cronies are doing, you're somehow linked to terrorism and a threat to this nation. That is absolute nonsense.
I wonder how tired people are.
I work for the state, and I see a lot of different people from a lot of different parties, and I think most people, mainstream America, are getting tired of it. They're tired of watching hard-earned dollars go to a failed Iraqi war policy. They're tired of watching men and women in uniform being slaughtered and killed in a civil war that no one will admit to. But it's funny how everything falls apart. He never said we're going to stay the course. I listened to you this morning. You played those sound bites. This guy has a problem with the truth, and he believes these lies he's telling. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very scary. There's no question about it. And I'll go back to what I said before. I mean, I just wonder. I wonder about the fatigue factor. And I guess we'll see in 2 weeks whether all this works.
And my biggest fear is that like the lady before said, for Move On, that we'll have some good Democratic minds that won't go out and vote and even the playing field, because they're seeing this as an off-year election and all that. They don't know exactly what's at stake, and that just scares the daylights out of me.
Yeah, it does me too. I mean, I hope everybody goes out and votes, and I'm in no way, you know, I wouldn't even say to conservatives or Republicans don't vote. I mean, I think everybody should get out and get out there and vote. But I wonder how many people who are swing voters, how many people who are in the middle, how many people who would consider themselves not committed to either party, how many of these folks are really, really, really tired, have really gotten tired of all of this fear mongering and divisive, acid spitting commentary that comes out these folks on the right. I just wonder how many of them say, like, you know what, I can't listen to that. I've had enough. Let's just fix what's going on instead of sitting around, you know, griping all the time.
Or blaming Bill Clinton. And another thing that they brought out of the closet of years ago was calling Bill Clinton our first black president. You know, I'm a black American, and I found that just extremely distasteful. What, because the guy has a hyper-sex drive, now that makes him an African-American? I mean, this stuff is just, it's dividing this country at a time where we cannot afford it. And I see myself as part of the new power in politics as I don't vote straight party line. I vote ideas. I vote people who I know will go in there and best represent me and the world for my children.
Yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And by the way, the GOP is playing the race card in Tennessee with Harold Ford against Corker. And, you know, let's hope people in that state stand up and say, you know what, we've had enough of that, too.
Oh, and poor Barack Obama. I mean, he would be a wonderful man to have on the ticket. But, I mean, if he spit on the sidewalk in his past life, I mean, they'll crucify the guy. So, I mean, there's a lot of people, me included, that we've decided never to even venture into that arena because, I mean, I went to college. I did some things that if they got a little bad, they'd call me all kinds of deviants and everything else. But it's a growing process. But you can't afford to have any blemish on your record if you're going to be in American politics these days, at state, local, or federal level.
Well, you know what, though? We've all done stuff.
Yeah.
Name me somebody who hasn't.
But George Bush, from what everybody in the...
No, you know what? That's not true. I mean...
Exactly.
Frank Rich says in his book, and I kind of think this is a unique take, and I kind of like this take. He says that whole thing about his drinking and about cocaine and all of that wasn't, and then accepting Jesus and being born again and all of that is something that they leaked out and more or less embellished and manufactured because it made for a good narrative about the guy.
Yes, absolutely. And it's you know, my thing is, I just hope that that Americans all over this great country of ours, I hope they're keeping their eyes and ears open, and let's go ahead and in 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks, let's make a difference and get out of Iraq in such a manner that will help both countries. But I'm tired of watching my friends and neighbors being shipped over there, and they come back and they're like, well, you know, that really didn't help a lot. But I don't know. It's just a crucial time in our country, and I am just thankful that there are talk show hosts like you that see the entire picture and are not just basically given a line to read from Rush Limbaugh on down.
Well, thanks, man. I try. Thank you, Rick. I try. Call me again.
Absolutely.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Greg in Lakewood. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Foothill High, 1966.
Oh, geez. Foothill High, 1970.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, man.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to just briefly, back on Parkinson's. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's last December. I've had it for several years, apparently. And two things. One, Michael J. Fox, if you see him on TV, like in Boston Legal or some of those shows, you just see him for short takes, very short clips,
not
very long. If he's in front of cameras for a period of time, you can't ignore what his symptoms really are. So if he has tremors or anything else that's going on, he can't hide it. There's no way.
Yeah.
Even if he's off his medication, I mean, it'll still happen, but that's the difference. And I wanted people to really understand what it really is.
Well,
and
Limbaugh's just—he's just the worst of the worst.
Well, it's horrible because, you know, another thing is my only chance is stem cell research to get better. I mean,
right.
Medication helps. Medication is synthetic dopamine, which is a cause of Parkinson's. It's a lack of dopamine, which is a chemical that transmits information from the brain to your rest of your body. And that's the best chance we have. Nothing else is really going to cure it. And if they could spend some of the money that they are spending in Iraq for that, we would have a chance. But otherwise, I don't know. We probably wouldn't.
Well, we will move forward with stem cell research. It will happen. Because more and more people are beginning to realize and to sign on. And the Marilyn Musgraves of the world and others are becoming the minority. And if we don't do it in this country, they'll do it somewhere else.
And they probably are now, too. But, you know, if everything Bush does to veto one bill and have it to be stem cell research, what a slap in the face of all those people that have neurological diseases and whatever else. I mean, it's criminal.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It really is. And it's phony science and it's phony ideology.
It really is. So
I agree, man. Hey, Greg, good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Let me go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, this is Chris from Fort Collins. And
hey,
I just wanted to fact check the previous caller. The previous caller mentioned that Hillary Clinton voted for the torture bill. And that's actually not true. She voted against it. But just thought I'd clarify that.
No, I always thought she voted for it.
I was really into that bill. I actually read the whole bill because I was so horrified by it. And so I wanted to know exactly what's said in it. And one of the things I checked was how many senators in the Democratic Party voted for it.
Yeah, were there nine?
12, actually.
12, actually, yeah.
Including Salazar.
Right.
And it was very disappointing, of course. But just to clarify that, I think you can check that out on the Thomas site for the Senate.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. But I believe what you're telling me. And the vote by Salazar was very, very, very disappointing.
Yeah, I just thought I'd define Hillary, too, because I'm not the biggest fan of her running, but I wouldn't want that to be held against her.
Well, you know what? It's good that you checked it out, and it's good you did bring it up, man. I mean, you did a public service, so we appreciate it.
Okay, well, you do even a better public service, so thanks for your good work.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Couldn't make it without you. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, thanks.
All right, see ya. One line open at 303-713-7600, 945, 15 away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now, progressive traffic, and our man is Rick Morgan.
Hey, Jay, we're looking pretty good on the drive around town. Good speeds on all the highways now. Looking good on I-25 across the downtown area. No delays to the bridges or in and out of the tech center. Wide open on 225. I-70 looks great on both sides of the city. Good speeds on 6th Avenue, also on 470. Boulder Turnpike up to speed, and no worries for you in and around Boulder right now. But if you're heading to Central City or Blackhawk, want to use I-70 to Central City Parkway, still doing that work on Highway 6 between 119 and 58 just west of Golden. Weather forecast, a few clouds around this morning, but should be clearing out by this afternoon. Lots of sunshine, a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, rather mild, low 37. Breezy with a chance of afternoon showers tomorrow and a high of only 60. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right, while supplies last, get a...
Howdy, I'm Dr. Don Martis with Comfort Dental East Colfax. Did you ever wish your dentist would switch places with you under that bright light and big needle? Well, I wasn't born a dentist, so I know firsthand the pain and the fear. I try my best to make every patient relaxed and every procedure as nice as possible. We have financing available and we accept most insurance plans. If you don't have insurance, we still have the lowest prices around. I treat my patients the way I want to be treated, with no surprises, and I stand behind my work. I'm Dr. Don Martis for Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the Internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 949. It's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 65. Sunny, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Any or all this show on podcast at am760.net. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Okay, good.
Good. I watched the Nancy Pelosi interview with 60 Minutes last night,
mm-hmm.
And that was actually pretty much my first exposure to her, other than hearing her, like, on Al Franken or wherever, and I was really impressed. And I disagree with Pat. She said earlier that that she thought that the interviewer was really hard on her. I didn't get that at all. I thought it was a really good interview, and that she came out of it looking pretty good. That's what I thought. Did you watch it?
No, not all of it. Only parts.
Well, anyway, you know, my take on that whole thing about taking impeachment off the table is, here's my opinion. You know, I think she's a really, really polarizing you know, a targeted individual when it comes to the right wingers. I mean, they just drag her out every chance they get and say, you know, here's an example of the rabid left wingers you'll get if you vote Democratic, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, that, you know, I've heard these reports that there's some Republicans that are just going to stay home on Election Day, basically, because they're so disgusted with their own party for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And I think that was a very calculated move on her part to, you know, that what she meant when she said at the end of that clip that, you know, that to make him a lame duck is good enough for her. I think what she was saying is, you know, that for them the number one goal is for them to take control of the House and basically you know stop him from doing any more damage to this country, and that the impeachment, yeah, some of us would probably be happy to see that, but if she had come out and said yeah, we're going after him, we're going to impeach him, every right wing talkie in the country would have had that soundbite the next day and been pummeling their listeners with that, saying, you guys have to get out and vote, you got to stop this woman from getting in there and getting power, and you know, how many Republicans who might otherwise have stayed home would go out and vote just because of what she had said, if she had said they were going after him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're making some really good points, and I think the other thing is, too, is pragmatic-wise, we've got so many things that that need to be taken care of in this country that...
Oh, right.
But I still think on some level this guy needs to be investigated and the people around him need to be investigated.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that, you know, brings me to the point I wanted to make is I don't think, you know, I've heard a lot of this talk about, you know, like after that CNN video about the American soldier getting shot and how they're, you know, they're playing into the terrorists' hands and you know, if you vote Democratic, you're giving the terrorists what they want. Well, here's my opinion. I don't think there's an American in this country who has done more to give the terrorists what they want than George W. Bush. He drags out 9/11 every day and beats us over the head with it as if we need to be reminded. He wants us to think that if we don't give him everything he wants, that they will be coming right down, marching down the main street of Loveland to rape our women and behead us. And it is such a load of crap. And so, in my opinion, you know, I've said it before, you know, I think the reason we haven't been hit since 9/11 is they don't need to hit us again because they're getting so much mileage out of what they did to us that day thanks to George W. Bush. That's my opinion.
Well, it could be. How about this? How about they hit us on 9/11 because the government under Bush's watch screwed up and allowed it to happen?
Oh, I totally agree with that. And I think if, you know, if the Republicans are coming out with these ads, you know, trying to pull this fear tactic again, I think I firmly believe we should be hitting them right back with quotes from that, you know, August 6th PDB and saying, you know, listen, they knew they had there'd been activities consistent with possible hijackings and that they were surveilling buildings in New York. And they did nothing after that warning. Absolutely nothing.
Sure, the Bin Laden was determined to attack, and they did nothing, and then Bush went on with his vacation.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I think it's well worth raising. Ron, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
Okay,
hey.
Talk to you. Let's go to John in Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, thanks. Great show. I just, lady told me that you had talked about this in your first hour, but I just kind of wanted to remind the listeners that I just got my Rolling Stone magazine yesterday in the mail, and They have an article, it's called The Worst Congress Ever, question mark, and then they go to identify 10 of the worst Congress people, and Colorado has the dubious distinction of having two of them on that list.
That's right.
One of them is of course, Mr. Bigotry, Tom Trancredo, and the other one is, they label her as the queen of gay bashing, Marilyn Manson Musgrave, and so I just wanted to refresh the listeners with that, those articles. It's a great article, by the way.
Yeah, and they can go check that out, and you can go see what they have to write about those two. And it's inconceivable to me that if I lived in those congressional districts that I would vote for these two people. I mean, I just don't know how anybody can vote for them. I really do not.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really. And by the way, just for the listeners, of the 10 Congress people on there, one is a Democrat, so I don't want them to think that all of them are Republican. Well, there's one Democrat, they call him the bribe taker, and he's the Democrat from Louisiana.
Yeah, Jefferson.
William Jefferson, yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay, man, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
See you later. Let's go to Brad in Thornton. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Have you seen Marilyn Manson's new ad on TV?
No, I haven't.
It's a blind serviceman blinded in Iraq. And he says he had the privilege of sitting down with Marilyn Musgrave, and she truly is a friend of the military. You know,
well, is he in uniform?
No.
No, okay.
No, he's not in uniform. But, you know, this, to me, this is worse than what, you know, if Rush Limbaugh thinks that what Michael J. Fox did is bad, this is, what, 10 times worse.
Yeah, exploiting a blind serviceman for political gain is pretty low.
Well, yeah, and she's not a friend of the military. She keeps cutting her benefits. She keeps cutting everything for that. Plus, she supports a war that they shouldn't be there anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is, I'm not really sure what Marilyn Musgrave supports, other than she hates homosexuals and claims that she is, you know, a friend of the military, but I'm not. I mean, I would ask people who live in her district to go look to see what kind of legislation she's passed since she's been in Congress, and I don't think it's so much of anything. Do you?
No, she has no record to stand on.
No, she has none whatsoever. So she smears Angie Piccioni, and that's her way of getting around her lack of achievement. Brad, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Al Franken is coming up next.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20.